friends and make new ones at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Queso's features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
I love fall. Its tree starts to turn color and the mornings are brisk. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Fall is a great time to plant trees and shrubs, so Ritter's is having a sale. We have two sizes of golden raindrop crab apples that have beautiful white flowers in spring and yellow fruit in the fall and winter. Now 50% off. Number 15, New Harmony Elms, a perfect street tree that is resistant to Dutch elm disease. Now 20% off. Canada Red Cherry is a gorgeous and unique tree whose leaves emerge bright green, then turn to a beautiful dark burgundy as they age. Very cool when the second flush of green comes on the tips. Now 25% off. Ritter's have two sizes of Black Hill Spruce, perfect for windbreak or standalone tree. Also 25% off. We also have Sunburst Locust in a number 7 pot. The leaves emerge bright yellow before fading to a green. Now 50% off. These are only a few of the trees that will make you say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Create your comfort space, add room appeal, or plan a getaway. Let Case Spine Community Credit Union help, specializing in short-term, small-dollar loans. Rainy days and weekends are great for projects like a do-it-yourself coffee bar, and a Case Spine small-dollar loan can get you started. A Case Spine loan can help you refresh your backyard with a mini makeover so you can enjoy a staycation this year. Your comfort space is closer than you think. Let Case Spine help you build it. Apply online at casebind.com. Specializing in short-term, small-dollar loans. Membership not required to apply.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drinks during the football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, and other samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer bucket specials and other weekly specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
Breaking news 24 hours a day. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Tough as nails. Nerves of steel. If you've come to test our mettle, you better tighten up your chin strength. Get amped up for all the gridiron action on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa travels to Penn State Saturday night. Pre-game at 4:30, kick-off at 6:30. Brought to you by Courtesy Door, Prawl Insurance, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Wingstop, Tiffany Brockway, Remax Real Estate, and the Broadway Bar and Grill on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Every day I get calls from people in all walks of life who want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're 18, looking to do college the right way, or 80 and want to retire with dignity, the Ramsey Personalities and I are here to help. We'll give you proven strategies for your life and your money right here on The Ramsey Show.
The Ramsey Show, Monday through Friday, 11 till 2, on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
The tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
KBUR, your exclusive home for Burlington Greyhounds football. Kickoff is just minutes away.
Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rheinspitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Prawl Insurance in Burlington, Mitchell Arms and Outdoors, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown's Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics.
First, we go to the field for tonight's pregame show. Let's go!
I crave the rush of the game.
Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
It is Scott Mason, although John Flaherty, we crave the rush normally. Right now he's craving a couple of hamburgers from the grill that he grabbed on the way in. I mean, he did drive us up here, so... No, John, don't rush. Seriously. He's going to talk with a full mouth. Hi, John. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good, good. You really finish your burgers. I got stuff.
Apparently not when you're calling me in for the pregame.
Well, of course I'm calling you out.
And so here we go.
Yeah, so we are here at Lancer Stadium in Eldridge for tonight's Week 5 matchup, the district opener between the Burlington Greyhounds and the North Scott Lancers. Sorry for getting on a little later than normal. My real job took some time tonight. I had to drive a route. I actually got to drive a big bus, but didn't get in until about 4:30 or so, and then had to hang around for a few minutes, and then got up here, got set up as quickly as we could. Fortunately, we caught a break. The sophomore game right now, not a break on the scoreboard, but a break in terms of the timing. Got here midway through the third quarter. It is right now all North Scott, 51-14. This fourth quarter will go very quickly as it's a continuous clock, but we did have that extra 10 minutes. I didn't anticipate us getting, John. I thought we'd get here and it'd be a little later in the game, and we would go right into it from the time we were set up to call the game.
And yet here we are, able to give the folks a little preview of what's going to happen tonight.
And I should say welcome into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. I will also clarify it by saying the Queso's American Bar and Grill pregame show. I've seen it both ways. I've heard it American on our jingles. I've seen it on the web as Mexican. Either way, Queso's Bar and Grill, be it a Mexican food or American food, we appreciate their sponsorship of the pregame show. This is a series that we'll talk about in more detail later on when we talk about the history of the game, but has been all North Scott for the better part of the 20,000s, or I should say of the 2000s, not the 20,000s. And this North Scott team comes in, John, as good as many in the past, ranked number one until last week when they lost to the new number one team in the state, Epworth Western Dubuque, and a team that we fully expect will be not really happy about falling from the ranks of the unbeaten a week ago.
No, and it is going to be into the fire from the frying pan. We've gotten into the non-district play, and you know what a great way to open up district play with right. One of the top teams within the state of Iowa and within Class 4A. And the Lancers have had it going for quite a long time, and they just continue to grow physically and then exponentially in terms of guys, in terms of the numbers of players and the way the program's going. So, and you know, we've caught a bum rush too, as we've got some guys who are nicked up, so that you're going to see some new guys on the field this week. And that it just, when it rains, it pours. And so we're going to really have to kind of buckle up and hope for the best in a lot of situations.
And of course, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, we think about how these first 2 weeks started, with a tough loss in week one against Fort Madison a month ago, and then a week two loss where you just really weren't in the game at Washington at all. This team has rebounded, knocks off Keokuk 2 weeks ago, and then follows that up with a win that I think everybody thought they should have had, and did it in a dominant fashion, 42-7 over Mount Pleasant last week. So this team, my apologies, the cough is back. You know, this team has rebounded from that 0-2 start. And given where they were just 2 weeks ago, I can't tell you I'm disappointed with being 2-2 with the way they've played these games. They've got momentum back, and they're starting to play Greyhound football, if you will.
Yeah, and the thing that's been exciting is you've had, you know, we've got a young squad, especially in the defensive backfield and specifically up front offensively with our linemen. And those guys have come along fairly well in these four short games. But, again, you're going to see a senior-dominated North Scott team where some of our young kids have not seen before. This is not a knock against Washington, Mount Pleasant, Keokuk, or Fort Madison. But these guys are big, and they're fast, and they're strong. And, you know, I'm just DJ Morgan and Jamar Carl. They had maybe a little bit of experience with some of the younger kids at North Scott last year, but this is a whole different cat. to be aware of tonight. And so they better be strapped up, ready to go, because these Lancers are upset. They did not expect to lose last week, and so they're going to be coming in with a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to want to send some messages to the rest of the district.
And the other challenge for this Burlington team is, and Jim Kruckel and I talked about it last night, this will be the first time this year where Burlington will look across at another sideline, a la, say, 2013, 2014, when you're playing the Kennedys, the Bettendorfs, the Iowa City Wests, where the roster size is going to be significantly bigger than what you've seen these first 4 weeks. Depth will become an issue, not in our favor anymore. You know, Burlington has gotten to the point where the numbers are improving, and so you've got some positions now that don't have to go both offense and defense, which has been the case for a long time. But tonight you've got true two-platoon system in terms of you go first team, second team on both sides of the football. That's going to lead to advantages pretty much in any team, any game you play against a team that doesn't have the numbers you have.
The one thing that Coach Tippett and his staff have decided to do that they didn't do when they were in the MAC is that they've decided that there's going to be about two or three guys that are going to play both ways. I think that's kind of the emerging thing that you see in major college football, is that if there's a guy who is so dominant that they've got to give him some snaps on both sides of the ball, they'll do that with a couple of their players. And so that'll be interesting to see. But you're right, Scott. They'll be trotting out 22 guys. They may even have 11 guys just set for special team stuff. So it's going to be a test of mental strength for these Greyhounds tonight as they get ready. Again, you're on the road. The one upside to us, Scott, as I've always said as a coach, it's homecoming for North Scott. And they've got a week of activities where they did powder puff and rough and tough and assemblies and all this kind of stuff. Tonight is youth night here at Lancer Field. And so behind us out on the practice field has been the youth football squads and the youth cheerleading squad. So a great crowd, but just a lot of activity that, you know, you hope kind of distracts from the real thing, which is playing the game.
Well, and at some point in time, too, you wake up, you look yourself in the mirror and say, I don't like being somebody's homecoming opponent.
Yeah.
Because if I'm their opponent, that means that they've picked us out of their four or five home games and said, yep, that's the team we expect to just get a victory, and that's why you schedule it at homecoming.
Absolutely. And the thing that's happened over the last couple of years with Coach Kruckel and his staff and the players and the program, they've been dropped off of homecoming schedules. But I think when you're the Lancers, you really can pick a lot of teams to be your homecoming schedule. So you know, it should be a great atmosphere to play. And we talked about it on the road trip up, Scott. For the Greyhounds to be successful, it's about shortening the clock and the game. And that means holding the clock and snapping until it's 2-3 on the play clock. Taking your time getting off the pile, taking your time walking back to the huddle, and then executing. That's going to be the biggest thing. And if you can execute offensively, and then on the other side defensively, if you can tackle, because I'm sure we'll be talking about certain players here in just a few moments. If you can tackle, you're going to be in good shape. But these Lancers are not going to get knocked down by a shoulder thrust or a dive or whatever. You're going to have to bring four or five dogs to the party here.
Well, as always, I sat down with Coach Kruckel last night while the team was having their team dinner, the annual, or I should say the weekly Thursday tradition, where the team after practice, all the mothers get together, and what a tremendous event. And I'm sure everybody does it, but it's kind of cool when, oh my goodness, I have to chuckle. It gave me flashbacks to Washington. Guy running the football for Burlington gets called for a personal foul face mask, a la Cole Lair.
Must have been the focus of the rules meeting this year for the officials.
Anyway, so last night and I, Jim Kruckel and I, talked about what happened last week, what we hope to happen tonight. Week 5 is just around the corner. Stay right here. It is the Queso's American or Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. You're getting ready for Burlington Greyhound football. Tonight, the North Scott Lancers are the opponent in the district opener for 2023. Me and Jim Kruckel coming up on the other side of this timeout next on KBUR.
Discover new tastes, celebrate traditions, and make new ones at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Queso's features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drinks during the football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, and other samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer bucket specials and other weekly specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
Well, since we do this every Thursday night, pulling the curtain back, when the kids are going through the line to eat their Thursday night meal, I'm going to use a metaphor here, Coach Jim Kreckel. We've gotten through the appetizers. Now we're to the main course. Non-district schedules in our rearview mirror. Now we move on. And I mean, this main course is like turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Top-ranked North Scott a week ago. Then they lose. I haven't checked the rankings this week, but I'm sure they're still in the top three or four.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But anyway, North Scott, Burlington, renewing an old rivalry here in week five.
Yeah, the North Scott's a good team. You gotta, I think everybody needs to understand the fact that the West Dubuque team they lost to, who we saw in that film, is pretty talented. I know the running back who ran for about 389 yards, Caden Schissel, was in a summer league with that kid, and he described this kid as, Coach, that kid is a smaller, a little shorter Nolan Simpson, but faster than a Nolan Simpson, mm-hmm. But that's how ripped this kid is. He's just got the whole package. And I said, well, he was pretty impressive on the film. He busted off like some 80-something yard run for a couple 50s. I mean, towards the end of the game, just broke the game wide open. So that's a good team that North Scott played. And, you got to tip your hat for that kind of a competition. So if that's their first loss, that was definitely one heck of a team they lost to.
Let's talk about last week before we completely move ahead to this week. Just a complete team effort. 42-7, most points you've scored this season by a long shot. Really did what you had to do. You came mm-hmm. out in the first quarter, scored twice, really did not let them feel like they had a chance to win, and just did what you had to do over the last 36 minutes.
Yeah, it was good to, I guess, play solid with in all facets of the game. We even got a special team, punt block. Down in the red zone, then it was us for a change, flipping a very short field for a score. So that was nice to see. But yeah, overall we played again pretty good defense, sound defense. Happy with that. Made all of our extra points kicking. That was good to see. That's something that we needed to do. And then a lot of kids carried the ball and unselfishly. And geez, I don't know, all three of those running backs between Schissel and Donald and Horn, they ran the ball well, and Ray Putheris even blocked his fanny off and made a big run for us for a touchdown. And so it was just good to see all that. We were real happy with the performance. So.
And offensively, six drives to begin the ball game, six touchdowns. I mean, yeah. It doesn't get much better than that. You had one punt and a kneel down at the end of the ball game. So efficient and very, very dominant on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, it was a great game for us, and it was a pick-me-up for sure. And like I said, the week before had kind of a tough game there that we won, and again, the kids just kind of validated again themselves as a unit, I think, is what it became. I mean, everything we've been doing is things we've been doing for 4 years, so that's really not a new thing. But for the kids as a unit themselves and a mixture, this year's kids to mix together and meld together, that's been good to see and good to watch develop.
So looking toward North Scott, obviously an old Mississippi 8 and MAC opponent, but contemporarily one of the most successful football programs over the last 15 years. So this will also be the first time this season you'll look across the sidelines, and you talked about it before we started, 2-platoon. You're going to look across the sideline. You're going to see a roster that's substantially bigger than what Burlington brings. That's something Burlington's dealt with for many, many years, something we've started to overcome here in Burlington. But how do you – is there – obviously you're going to tell me no. There's no different approach we take. But deep down, how do you get guys to buy into the fact that, yeah, they're going to have these advantages, but if we do X, Y, and Z, we can shock the world?
Correct. I think it just goes back to, the mentality and the culture of the style of football we play here the last several years. And, you know, we tell them we love short games. I mean, run the rock, tick the clock is kind of something we talked about this year. And somebody came up with that odd or stupid statement. But
you did, I bet.
I don't, maybe it was. I don't. It was last winter.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, it was kind of funny because we're like, yeah, in essence, that's really what we try to do and play football. Down, you know, in the gray on football, that's kind of what we want to do. So I guess in games like this, you know, you take your time going up the line of scrimmage because, you know, their kids are going to be a little bit fresher, which they should be in true 2-platoon. And so, you know, you try to get the play in quick, and then you let Gabe make that call in the huddle, and then, you know, look at the clock and try to take our time up there with hopefully snap of the ball with under 5 seconds is what you try to do and shorten up the game. I mean, it's not like there's anything other than the fact that that adheres to us being able to stay in a game longer, and then you can linger around and you can pull off wins. So we like tight games, and that's the way we like it. And to beat North Scott, I think that's the kind of game we're definitely going to have. It's going to have to be tight, and we're going to have to get that clock ticking and shorten up the game a little bit.
Well, and you kind of answered my question, but what I was thinking about as you were talking was how important is the first quarter? And I mean that from the perspective of in recent history, when Burlington has faced teams that are maybe more talented, they've tended to fall behind early. And I'm not saying that this team will do that or has done that, but we're talking like last week in Mount Pleasant. You know, you jump on them early, and just from there, you're cruising in. So this first, not even quarter, I'm going to say the first 5, 6, 8 minutes, how important is that to get off to a good start? And like you say, still be in it, because the longer an underdog stays in a game, the longer they think they can win.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, that's as old as the hills and NFL, college, high school. That's a great point, because that's exactly what we're going to hope happens, is that, you know, we hang in there tight early, and as the minutes go by, you look up and say, wow, we're still in this game, and it's, you know, the quarters go by, and then you have a chance to make something happen. So we're definitely going to have to earn it. North Scott's not going to give us anything. But there again, I mean, they know we run. They know we only throw 10. What's the most we've thrown this year? I don't know.
Well, Gabe has 30 passes through 4, so 7.5 again.
There you go. It's probably going to be 7.5 passes tomorrow night. Don't know where the half will come from, but
it'll be a lateral.
No. So, I mean, Coach Tippett, he knows that. So he's preparing his team to come. You know, come get us. They're going to run the ball. There's no secret sauce to winning a high school football game, especially with somebody that's going to run it. So you just got to be physical back. So I'm sure that's their approach. That's been their approach the last couple of years when we played them. We're expecting it, and we're welcoming that. And we're going up there to Eldridge to play that kind of ball again and just see what happens. So
last week, if there was one black mark, penalties, 11 penalties last week by my count, did you talk about that this week? I know a lot of times you've said, we don't mind guys approaching that line. Well, last week there were a few false starts, a couple holes. I mean, run of the mill, nothing where it was unsportsmanlike or anything like that. But just, you can't have 11 penalties tonight and expect to win.
No. I would love to see a game where, you know, it's 3-2 penalties, or it's 5-3, or it's 6-4, it's equal. I'm not sure why. I mean, you know, you've been around all kinds of sports like basketball or football. I mean, nobody wants to go to a game and see one-sided flags or fouls being called on one team. It's just not, there's just no way you can tell me that week in and week out that everybody we play is perfect at what they do and we are not. And somehow we're 2-2 with that philosophy. So I don't get it, but hopefully we'll get into a game where I just hoping it's equal or close. And if it is, we'll be happy with that, because you're right. This first 4 weeks, it's all been one-sided, it seems like, when we play. And one time I asked somebody, I said, you know, is it because we're old school football? But not everything's on offense. But, you know, sometimes I just think, come on, you know, this is old school versus new school. It can't be old school has to cheat, so to speak, versus the new school way of football. So we're just getting after people and being aggressive and being physical. So
let me ask you this along those lines. You've been in football a lot longer than I've been calling football. You've forgotten more football than I know. Okay. So are you more apt to be penalized as a run first team where there's so much activity at the line of scrimmage? And then further to build on that tonight, are you more apt to have more penalties because in order to overcome some of the things you're going to have to overcome to win, officials are looking more for, well, what'd they do on that play? Did they approach a line that can't be crossed? Things like that.
I still think it just comes down to the crew you have on a given night. You know, clearly we've played games the last several years and done exactly what we still do, and we've played pretty clean as far as, you know, equalness with to the other sidelines type of play. So I'm just hoping that tomorrow night that our crew shows up and understands that, you know, everybody's high school kids on each side of the ball, and, you know, there's no one's perfect on each side by any means, and hopefully it stays fairly equal that way. But that's really all the more thought I really kind of give to that stuff. I think it really just comes down to a good crew is going to keep it fairly even. It's not to say somebody couldn't have a bad game, like maybe in our first four game. Maybe we did deserve 11-3. We just played sloppy and made stupid things. But the more I go back and you look at our films of those games, I'm like, eh, I just didn't see us being sloppier than the four teams we played by, whatever it is, 3-1, 4-1, whatever you want to count the math and do the ratios. But so we'll just see what happens tomorrow night. We're still going to call football and play football and let it happen.
Absolutely. Any injury updates? I know John Shulka's banged up, as is Mason McAllister. Although some good news, John had Coach Flaherty had shared last week, Shulka potentially back before the season's over.
Oh yeah, I it won't be. See you guys. It won't be tomorrow night for John at all. But that definitely could be something that could work in his favor for next week. And I'm hoping maybe he will make those last four games. He's doing some straight line running and looking pretty good with that. So, but as far as everybody else goes, you know, we got some dinged up kids and some may or may not be able to contribute tomorrow night. We're going to wait until game time to see that. But as far as Johnny goes, who is, you know, a really good, big part of our program, you know, 3-year varsity player for us, I think you're looking at probably the last four games. I'm hoping that he'll be serviceable and feeling really good about playing. I know he wants to play. And we already talked about that last week, because he wants to play in the big games against the big opponents, because he is looking to play a little college football. And he knows that, you know, to get there, you got to play in those tough games. So it's just a matter of situation, that it's not him that isn't going to let him in there. It's just going to be his situation. So,
well, the no matter what you did in the non-district portion of your schedule, the real season starts tonight. The quest for the playoffs begins tonight. Norscott Burlington, Vigrami number one in district play. I'm calling it here. Why not us, right? You know, that's what we always say. Yeah. Why not us?
And we go into every game expecting to win. Our kids do. It's just, there's, you can't produce a victory if you don't believe in the victory. We all, I mean, again, as old as the hills, and I mean, somebody, I'm probably sure beat that in the head on the U.S. Olympic hockey team way back when. I mean, if those kids didn't believe they could do it, they would not have beat the Russians on their way to the gold medal. Everybody always thinks that's the gold medal game. It wasn't, but it still got them in the gold medal, and then they turned it over to that. But anyway, yeah, so it's the
same. Who'd they beat?
Yeah, it was, I think it was Sweden.
Was it Sweden or Finland?
Well, I was going to say Sweden or Finland, but
I think it was Finland.
Was it Finland?
I'll find out for tomorrow
that's
night.
That's a good one. I know it's one of those fjord type of Scandinavian countries, but I, for some reason I saw the yellow with maybe the blue crowns, and I thought that was Sweden. But
we will find it out after this interview is over.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, thanks for coming on tonight. We'll talk to you either tonight or next week.
Yeah, go Greyhounds. Everybody, thanks for listening. Greyhound football is just a great thing to be around. We're glad you guys called.
100%, we appreciate the kind words. Head Coach Jim Kreckel, your head coach of the Burlington Greyhounds, Lancers Greyhounds, coming up in a few minutes right here on KBUR.
There are fun activities for the entire family at the Des Moines County Historical Society. Experience 3 floors of exciting exhibits in the museum that tell stories of events that happened right here in Burlington and Des Moines County. Let your kids' imagination soar at Catfish Corners, where there's a replica steamboat, log cabin, a general store, and other surprises. The Heritage Museum is open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go to dmchs.org or like Des Moines County Historical Society's Facebook page to see their special events.
I love fall. A tree starts to turn color and the mornings are brisk. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Fall is a great time to plant trees and shrubs, so Ritter's is having a sale. We have 2 sizes of golden raindrop crab apples that have beautiful white flowers in spring and yellow fruit in the fall and winter. Now 50% off. Number 15, New Harmony Elms, a perfect street tree that is resistant to Dutch elm disease. Now 20% off. Canada Red Cherry is a gorgeous and unique tree whose leaves emerge bright green, then turn to a beautiful dark burgundy as they age. Very cool when the second flush of green comes on the tips. Now 25% off. Ritter's have 2 sizes of Black Hill Spruce, perfect for windbreak or standalone tree. Also 25% off. We also have Sunburst Locust in a number 7 pot. The leaves emerge bright yellow before fading to a green. Now 50% off. These are only a few of the trees that will make you say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
You need food for all those folks watching the big game at your party. Wingstop can help feed a few to several for your next big game party, offering the right meal package from a small group all the way up to their 100-piece wing pack, while offering wing flavors, dips, and sides for any size party. Order online through the Wingstop app or DoorDash for the next big game. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. City Center Plaza, Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2024. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, serving Southeast Iowa.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
Welcome back into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, and it's time to get to the history of the series. Brought to you by the Des Moines County Historical Society, and this series has been very... I'm telling you what,
ladies,
that's going to get really annoying.
What would
good
be
gracious.
Worse, having a voice crack or...
yeah, right in the middle of a sentence? this has been a very one-sided series, kind of like this cough is very one-sided. It only hits when I talk. North Scott has not lost to the Greyhounds since 2009. That is a span of 6 consecutive games. And, yes, John is putting his one fist in the air and pumping his arm because you might recall... 2009 was the setting right here at Lancers Stadium, down here at the right side of the field, when Taryn Madsen stepped into one and kicked it through the uprights as time expired to give the Greyhounds an exciting 6-3 victory in the rain.
couple doubles and a triple, brought in the runs for the Greyhounds.
You brought in the closer, Taryn Madsen.
That's right.
But that was the last time Burlington was able to celebrate against this North Scott Lancer program. Overall, Burlington and North Scott. North Scott leads the series 24-14, including 11-9 right here in Eldridge. It's won, as I said, the last six meetings, the last 13 of 14, the last 15 of 17, and 20 of the last 23. Burlington last won on Eldridge on October 2nd, 2009. We just talked about it. And ironically enough, the last two Greyhound wins in 01 and 09 have come right here. North Scott leads the series on this date, September 22nd, 2-0. And in September, in the month of September, this has typically been a later in the season matchup.
Yep.
On in October, 7, 8, 9, those weeks. The Lancers lead the series in September, 7-4. And they've met just one time in week 5. That was in 2007. North Scott 23, Burlington 7, right here in Eldridge.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm going to go back to 2009. Horizontal rain, and we had two Greyhound players who are now coaching in Jordan Webb and Josh Osborne, who played in that game, and two Greyhound coaches who were still coaching in that, and that was Adam Glasgow and Jim Kreckel. So these guys know the Lancers extremely well. And Scott, as we kind of just get into some of the keys of the game and what to be looking for tonight, you're really looking at two option teams. It's just that they go about it differently. But we know of Burlington, they line up tight splits into the wing formation and with a two-back set. What North Scott likes to do is they like to spread guys out and put people in space, but it is still counting guys on the defensive side. And if you have more guys on one side than the other, they're going to go to the opposite side. And it's you don't have to pick your poison. You just need to know where number one is on the field. And if you can find Kyler Girardi, that's good. If you can stop him, better. If you can knock down a pass or intercept it, even better. But this is a guy who pretty much is the keys to the entire
Rolls Royce.
Right, of this North Scott football team. So, and then when you get on the defensive side, pick your act. It doesn't matter if it's Colin Albrecht or Nolan Engelbrecht. Those guys are the top two tacklers in, there's that crack for, that we've been waiting for, top two tacklers in the district here for the Lancers. And what that tells me is that the guys up front are doing their job, because both of those guys are inside linebackers. And so the nose tackle and the ends are doing their job to take up the blockers, which lets them run free and make the tackles.
Well, you talk about Kyler Girardi hitting on 85% of his passes. You don't hear that in high school football. 34 of 40, 689 yards, 7 touchdowns, has yet to be intercepted on the ground. 36 carries, 452 yards. That's 12.5 a carry, 6 touchdowns. So for Girardi himself, you're talking about 1,141 yards of total offense and 13 touchdowns.
And what he does, you know, we talked about this last week, Scott. I kind of brought out the concept of in option football, it is not good read, bad read. It is good read, great reads. And what Kyler does is he makes a lot of great reads, and he makes people miss. So it is, again, for the defense to win out and to give the Greyhounds a chance tonight, is everybody's got to play option football. You cannot guess on who might have the ball, because they'll hold that ride for a long time. And then the killer is when they decide to roll Kyler out and they get him on the top of the hill on the rollout, and then that corner, that outside linebacker, and that end are just really in a huge dilemma, because if they come forward, he's going to throw the ball. And the thing about his passing game is it's not, you're not going to be seeing 25, 35 yard downfield passes. You'll see out, hitch, slant, and then those guys know how to run after the catch is made.
A lot of yards after the catch, yeah. And you kind of look at it, you've got Girardi and Lee on one side,
yep,
and on the other side, mirror images, but probably not as noteworthy, just because they're on a team that's not been ranked number one in the state, in Gabe Robinson and Caden Chisel. Two very similar outlooks in terms of you've got Robinson, who's a dual threat quarterback, just like Girardi is, not to the yardage total that Girardi has accumulated, obviously. But then you've got his secondary player in Caden Shizzle, who, despite not getting a ton of carries the last couple of weeks from the tailback position, is still the second leading rusher on the team, most yardage-wise, second in terms of carries, and that's the way it is over on the other sideline with Jared Lee, number 23 for North Scott, who will get a few carries his way tonight.
Yeah, and I think what you're going to see is North Scott, if they get the ball first, I think what they're going to want to do is they're not going to want to matriculate a drive down the field. I think they're going to want to throw some big hail makers right away and just kind of put the Greyhounds to sleep and then get their other guys in because, you know, they're coming in here thinking that this is a win for them, and we need to be able to kind of get them off of their footing, so to speak. So, again, I mentioned it at the top of the show, hold the clock for as long as you can, but on the defensive side, if you can come away with a turnover, get them really behind the chains, which has not happened except for last week, and that was even rarer to have that happen. Those are the kinds of things, and so you can't, as a Greyhound football player, you can't come in here thinking, I've got to make spectacular plays. I've just got to do my job and hope that if we, you know, we talk about this thousands of times, if a team that is not supposed to be victorious hangs around for a long, long time, other teams tend to get frustrated, and that's where that can happen. So it's really, to me, tonight, Scott, it's either going to be a nail-biter to the end or the doors are going to come all open early, and we're, you know, and we don't wish that for anybody, but I'm just telling you, that's the reality of the game set up tonight.
Some other news and notes about the Burlington Greyhound football program. 8-5-1 all-time on September 22nd. 178, 173, and 8 all-time in the month of September. They are 68, 44, and 9 all-time in Week 5, and 35, 25, and 5 all-time in Week 5 on the road. Overall, John, how many victories do the Greyhounds have all-time?
Oh,
don't look, cheaterhead. 557.
Yeah, I was going to say it was in the upper fives.
557, 485, and 44. Now your all-time record for the Burlington High School Greyhounds. Let's go ahead and step away for a second on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. When we come back, we'll tell you about some other area games coming up tonight. Try and get you some scores, obviously, at halftime like we always do. And then we'll also get you ready for tonight's national anthem and take you right up to kickoff. Lancers, Greyhounds coming up in 8-ish minutes, according to the clock. But we still haven't seen the band. So I would guess it'll be a little bit more. It's coming up on KBUR. Don't go anywhere.
Life happens, and whether it's a growing family, an empty nest, or anything in between, you may need access to funds. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with your home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home is the way you like it. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Reinschmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at Lancer Field in Eldridge as we count down to kickoff. Burlington and North Scott coming up in just a few minutes. No games tonight featuring ranked opponents. There are games with teams receiving votes playing a ranked opponent, but as John, you said on the way up, tonight's shaping up the opening night of district play for the bigger classes. Lower classes have been playing district play now for a couple of weeks, but some games that would seem to set up for potential lopsided scoreboard watching as the night goes on. We'll start with Fairfield. They're on the road tonight taking on Benton. The 2-2 Trojans taking on the 3-1 Benton
Community Bears.
Yeah, you don't know who
they are. I have no idea.
Cardinal still looking for its first win of the night. They will play at home tonight in Eldon against Colfax Mingo. Columbus received votes despite being 2-2, but an impressive win against Pekin a week ago. They're on the road tonight at Windlass Highland. Two teams looking for their first victories of the night as the new, or of the year, I should say, as the New London Tigers on the road winless in four, on the road at HLV winless in five. We drove by this place on the way up, Loisa Muscatine winless as well, playing host to Van Buren tonight. The Warriors are 2-2. The number four team in Class A. Now, I'm surprised Pekin didn't at least get votes this week. They did not. The unbeaten Lisbon Lions, 4-0, they take on the Pekin Panthers tonight in the Alliteration Bowl in Pekin. The Sigourney Kyoto Savage Cobras, ranked number 9 in Class 1A, they're on the road tonight to take on Pleasantville. Waco, coming off its loss a couple of weeks ago to Winfield Mount Union, they receive votes in the 8-man poll this week. They play host to Easton Valley. Danville, the surprising Bears, 2-2 in their return to the gridiron as an independent football team. They're on the road tonight at Wapello. We passed that stadium on the way up here as well. English Valley's 2-2. They've got a tall task ahead of them as they travel to Winfield tonight to take on the Winfield Mount Union Wolves. The Wolves unbeaten, ranked number 3 in the 8-man football class. Central Lee received votes this week in the Class 2A poll. They're on the road at Albia. Big one tonight for the Fort Madison Bloodhounds as they open up Class 3A District 4 play on the road. It's a tough one. The number 7 team in the state, the Davenport Assumption Knights, await the Bloodhounds. Oskaloosa in a 4A District 3 matchup. One of note that we'll be keeping an eye on tonight, Oskaloosa, as I put in my computer. That's actually Oskaloosa on the road at winless Clear Creek Amana. Number 9, Cedar Rapids Xavier, 2-2. Received a first place vote this week.
Well, you know it's somebody in the Cedar Rapids
2-2 Xavier.
It's Xavier.
Ranked number 9, received a first place vote. It's they're on the road Xavier. Tonight at winless Clinton.
It's still Xavier.
I don't care. You're 2-2.
I understand that. But you know that some people are doing some comparison and saying it's Xavier.
Mid Prairie Hawks on the road tonight at Davis County. The Mustangs 2-2. Mid Prairie 1-3. I'm just going to gloss
you just,
over.
Just
that.
I mean, phase me out. Move
just,
on, man.
I you know, they're 2-2. Your record is what it, you know. It's, what is the saying? The record
Bears
is
who were.
No, that was Dennis Green, but Bill Parcells something to the effect of
the record,
your record
is
what,
you are.
Yeah, something like that. Number 8 in Class 3A, the Solon Spartans. They're on the road tonight to take on the Grinnell Tigers. Grinnell received votes this week. Both teams are 3-1. Washington will travel to Keokuk to take on the Chiefs. Mount Pleasant coming off last week's loss to the Greyhounds. Still looking for their first win in almost 2.5 years. They play host to number 10 in Class 3A, Mount Vernon. And then a big one in Southeast Iowa, down in our part of the woods, West Burlington, 2-2, playing host to the equally 500 2-2 Minneapolis Bulldogs. Those are your games around the area tonight.
So your colors of the game brought to you by GMFH and company. We'll give you, first of all, the good guys, the Greyhounds from Burlington. They will be in their white jerseys with purple numbers with a gray shoulder along with purple cuff trim. They will have purple solid pants with the Nike logo on the right hip, and then their helmets are purple. Face masks are black with the buff Greyhound on the side for the decal. So for your Lancers of North Scott, you will see them in their red jerseys with the interlock North Scott on the shoulder. TV numbers on the top of their jerseys along with a gray cuff. Their pants will be gray with a red, white, red stripe. Their helmet is silver with the Lancer on the left side and I think TV numbers on the right. And then they will have red face masks as well. So your color college comp to me will be TCU versus Ohio State or Washington University. Washington State.
Western Illinois at New Mexico.
Yes, those would also be some very good. So you're
or UNI at New Mexico.
Yes, we'll take any one of those games. So your colors of the game brought to you by GMFH and
Washington.
Company.
Washington in the mid-90s. I'm trying to think of any purple-scarlet matchup there is. Yeah. I think, obviously, it's reminiscent of Ohio State because the colors are the same. I don't think their uniforms look like Ohio State.
They would just need the shoulder stripes.
Top and the bottoms do.
Right.
Tonight's Zeiser's Landscaping game conditions, assuming nothing changes tremendously in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Your kickoff conditions will be cloudy. There is no moon, no setting sun. There are no stars.
It almost sounded like a cow. No moon.
There is cloud cover, so it's cloudy tonight. Temperature is 71 degrees. Humidity, 81%, so it's 71. It feels cool, but dehydration and cramping could become an issue tonight. Wind out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour. We are facing basically north, but a little north-northwest, so wind out of the southeast means that it's going to be coming across the field from our right, actually into our faces. It'll be across the field
from your radio
from our right.
Right
to across the other field diagonally.
Right, and just to give you an injury update for the Greyhounds, Mason McAllister still remains out with a knee injury, was supposed to be under surgery this week, did not get word. John Shulka continues to be out with a knee injury. Added to that is Gavin Carlson, who has a knee injury as well. And I believe John Phillips is out with a broken hand. Cody Whitaker was not in uniform during warmups, but was headed to the locker room, and he may be getting dressed. I'm not sure what the issue is there. But, Scott, I mention those things because those are the guys that you need for your special teams work. And, again, it's just less reps for starters. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out as the captains are at midfield getting their instruction right now.
And the Greyhounds have won the toss. They've chosen to receive. And they will go from left to right when we kick things off, which on your radio dial is from west to east. And we're about 9.5 minutes away. I thought we hadn't seen the band come out anywhere near the field just yet, so they have not begun their performance. But we are a little less than 10 minutes away from getting things rolling.
Yep, the band is making their way down the ramp right now as they just finished the specialties for North Scott. And I got to tell you, last week when we were in Mount Pleasant, I thought their band did a tremendous job, and North Scott is also done a great job during the warm-up, as have our Fighting Greyhounds. I think they've done a great job.
So, I prepare for times like this. I have more odd facts. As John Bonacamp from the Hawkeye, formerly of the Hawkeye, would say, odd facts known by few. Okay? So, John Flaherty, this marks the third consecutive season that the Greyhounds have put together back-to-back victories. You know, from 2016 until 2021, they didn't do that. Third consecutive season.
Oh, you wanted
season.
Me to respond. A lot of
third
times
consecutive
during this
season.
Segment of the show, it's like Flaherty to be quiet,
okay.
And then I'm just going to talk.
North Scott and
so
Burlington.
Let me know when I'm supposed to break in.
When I look at you, you numbskull.
You're not going to point at me.
North Scott and Burlington were members of the Mississippi 8 first from 78 to 84, and then the Mississippi Athletic Conference from 85 until 2013. Then after a six-season hiatus because 4A went to district football, the two teams were to have reunited in district competition in 2020. The season was shortened, so that didn't happen.
And both teams went down to 3A for two seasons?
No, Burlington has never been 3A.
North Scott went down to 3A.
Ooh, Burlington never has.
Yeah. North Scott went down
to my chagrin, John Flaherty.
Yeah.
To my chagrin.
But we have been the smallest 4A school.
One of them.
Yeah.
Not the smallest, but one of them. North Scott's success was not immediate in the Mississippi 8 or the MAC,
no.
John Flaherty.
No.
The Lancers did not have a winning season for the first 17 seasons in those conferences. Success came in 1995 when they went 5-4, and the Lancers have finished with a winning record in all but three seasons, including every season since 2010. Biggest wins in the series, Burlington knocked off North Scott 49-7 on October 12, 1984. North Scott shut out the Greyhounds 2 years ago on October 1st, 42-0. Burlington has two shutouts in the series. North Scott has three. Burlington won five in a row from 88 to 92. North Scott won seven in a row from 02 to 08. One-score victories? Hasn't been a ton of them in the 38 games, only eight total. Burlington has three of those victories. North Scott has five. And John Flaherty was last week a scoregami.
No.
Scoregami, what is it, John? Can you explain
it? I cannot explain it.
Scoregami is when you have a score that has never happened in your program's history. So, for example, Burlington has, 550-some-odd wins?
Yeah.
300. So, in almost 1,000 games, if a score happens for the first time, I declare scoregami. And this comes from a guy on now X, formerly Twitter, who came up with the term and covers it and tracks it for the NFL. So last week, 42-7, not a scoregami. The eighth time it has happened in Burlington history. Now, the ironic thing about that, the cool thing about that, the first six 42-7s were losses. The last two 42-7s have been victories. So let's go 42-7 tonight. On the plus side.
Let's go do that.
I'm game for that.
Yeah, I'm excited. And again, we've talked kind of in a bemoaning fashion about what could possibly happen tonight. But the reason why you line up and play is because anything can happen. This is still, as you and I have talked about as well, still 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. Who knows what goes through their mind as they get ready to get lined up to play a football game. And especially on homecoming night where it's also youth night. I mean, I don't know what other night they could have done. Left-handed parent night. just tons of stuff.
Left-handed parent night. I think we're getting ready for the anthem. I'm not entirely sure. Burlington staring at the flag as if we are. No, this is just going to be their fight song. Unless it's a very, very quickly paced anthem.
So, Scott, as we talk about fight songs and things like that, getting ready for the national anthem, I think one of the next things that should be the quest for you is to find out how many high schools have original fight songs instead of borrowing from somebody else, like North Scott's fight song
Michigan.
Is really taken from. Yeah,
Michigan, so. Hail to the victors.
Yep.
And isn't it Muscatine that does On Wisconsin?
Yes. So it would be interesting to,
I know ours is original. Forgive me that I don't remember the composer nor the lyricist.
No, I don't know it either. But I know that when I was coaching, I had extra laminated copies because as players were late to practice, that instead of making them run, because
you hazed them by making
them
sing.
I wanted them to show their school spirit.
So they should have learned the song like Iowa does when they do the 5-5-5-4 Iowa.
It was an opportunity for greatness. It's never about hazing or punishment. It's always about opportunity.
Hazing.
You got to work on your craft there. It is not hazing. They can choose not to.
What was the penalty if they chose not to?
Well, then they got to spin the wheel.
And that was the wheel of consequence?
Wheel of opportunity. and you know what was on the wheel? I'm just gonna lay it out, be alternate. You know what was on the wheel? There was a slice of the pie that was get home free. So they had the opportunity that there would be no consequence.
How big was the slice?
So I had a mathematician of all of the 8 choices, and I said, make that one the absolute smallest one you can. So,
that's funny.
And it
the
was
wheel
great
of opportunity.
At the end of practice, kids, who were later did something like, Scott Mason, you get to spin. And everybody's like, let's go!
Well, I think we're approaching the time for tonight's national anthem. And a little note to Mark. Oh, here's more fight song. So a little note to Mark back in the studio, because we haven't taken many timeouts during this Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. We'll do it like we've been doing it. Do the anthem straight into the intro, and we'll get rolling up through kickoff. And the band continues. May not be able to do the intro now. I look at the clock; it's at 2:55, and I know the intro's like
3 minutes once they come onto the field.
You think?
Yep.
All right.
But be ready. Be ready.
Be prepared.
Yes.
Be prepared. You know, I every
Stay
Friday
ready,
night
so
I do something, and I told you. There's no real Easter egg tonight where I look at you and crack up because I know it's really corny or weird to say. Like last week when I said, finally, the hounds have come back. My daughter and my wife, that's the only part of the game they listened to last week. They, to a person, said, Dad, that made me cringe. Honey, that was dumb.
It was creepy.
Now, part of it is by design. I do that because I want to make people go, God, that was because it makes them want to listen. How corny am I going to be this week?
Are you sure it makes them want to listen?
Absolutely. The fan mail I get every week from people who say, your intro is the reason I tune in. The game is secondary. What, you're pointing like it's going to be the anthem now?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been playing for 5 minutes. Now the little guys and gals sprint on the field. Evidently, they're going to be joined by their junior high. So, without further ado, I think we will do that. It is time for tonight's national anthem, brought to you by Ryan Schmitz Flooring America. After this, we'll have tonight's introduction, then kickoff, coming up in just about 5 minutes right here on KBUR. But first, tonight's national anthem. Maybe. I try and set it up. I try to make it. Oh, they've got the video board going, just like in Iowa City. That's what. They have the big video board down the left side like we do.
Well, you know what we're going to have to wait for?
What?
We're going to have to wait for the team to come on the field.
So now they're going to come on before the anthem?
This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look at the pyrotechnics that are on the field here. Are you looking?
Yeah, yeah. Still no boom.
Yeah. No, there's never going to be a boom like there is down at Bracewell. And one of the pyrotechnics is just ready to about. They didn't pay their bill here this week, so it's only going to be one.
So, yeah, Mark, we're going to have to eschew the intro because the North Scott Lancers are coming on the field here momentarily, and assuredly once the band clears, it will take less than 2 minutes to go through kickoff, and I don't want to miss that. Evidently, they are now the North Scott Boilermakers as they come out to a train whistle.
They must have taken it from Davenport Central because that's what they
said. That's what they do at Central? So, yeah, right after the anthem, Mark, take us to the ending of the pregame show and the beginning of the kickoff, kicking off tonight's Week 5 game. Other teams around the district, in case you need a reminder, Click Creek Amana, Clinton, Oskaloosa, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the Greyhounds, return home actually after tonight for three of their final four games, including homecoming in 2 weeks. But next week, it's home against Clear Creek Amana, and then Clinton for homecoming in week 7. Then the final road game of the year against Oskaloosa, followed by Cedar Rapids Xavier. By the way, this is not Michigan. This is Notre Dame. This is Notre Dame.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
So you would have thought this would have been a capital stop.
Why? Just because of the
light. I'm saying my hypothesis.
Xavier.
I'm saying my hypothesis that there are a lot of high schools that are Catholic high schools that would play this song.
Take the word for it. Now it's time for tonight's Reinschmidt's Flooring America national anthem. Thank you for tuning in to the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Pre-game show kickoff is next on KBUR.
It's time. The teams are ready. Our team is ready. Burlington Greyhounds football is on the air on KBUR.
Let's get ready to rumble!
This is one heck of a starting lineup.
This is Burlington Greyhounds football. With tonight's game, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Yeah, that's a nice little segue from the pregame show into the press box, into the booth for tonight's Week 5 showdown between the North Scott Lancers hosting the Burlington Greyhounds. And we're going to get you started with a score right out of the box from around the 38-0 in the first quarter.
Not done with the first quarter.
Winfield Mount Union all over English Valleys tonight. Winfield Mount Union 4-0, English Valleys 2-2. Well, it is time to kick this thing off. The Burlington Greyhounds 2-2, winners of two in a row. After dropping their opening two games to Fort Madison and Washington, rebounded with wins at Keokuk, at home against Keokuk, and then on the road last week at Mount Pleasant, now 2-2. North Scott started the season 3-0, ranked number one in the Class 4A polls throughout the preseason and through week three, winning at home against Central DeWitt and Waverly Shell Rock in big fashion, then winning on the road at Davenport Assumption 2 weeks ago before taking on then number three Western Dubuque, but falling 31-24, Western Dubuque now number one, North Scott number three, so they just flip-flopped after last week's result.
Yeah, so just getting some updates again from the Winfield Mount Union English Valley game. Our scout there says that Winfield Mountain Union looks like men among boys. So they're saying that the Wolves are beasts in that game. So we'll keep you abreast as many games as we can, but you can catch me at Coach_Flair on X, so you can give us a shout out there, and we'll try to get you updated as we go. But we are getting set for kickoff as Chase Smith gets ready to get it underway for the Lancers.
Smith has it on the tee, looking over the special teams unit for both sides, and we are about ready to get underway. Tonight's game, the opening kickoff brought to you by the Drake, and we are underway in week five. Going to be taken at the five-yard line by Dimitri Donald, I believe, out across the 20, 25. Brought down at about the 27-yard line. Was that Donald? I couldn't see the number. No,
that's the ECT. Yeah, that was Dimitri
Donald. Oh, it was 27, Dimitri Donald. It looked like a 22 when he got up.
It's the story of the ECT to get us started. Nolan Engelbrecht, the 5'10", 170-pound senior linebacker on the stop for the Lancers. So first and 10 for the Greyhounds in pretty good field condition.
So first down and 10 as Donald got it out across the 25-yard line, a return of about 22 yards. At the 27. So first and 10 Greyhounds from the 27-yard line. Run the rock. Bleed the clock. Caden Shizzle, your single setback behind. Gabe Robinson turning, gives a Shizzle. Across the 30, just plows his way forward toward the 35. They'll give him the 35. That's a gain of 8 on first down.
Yeah, and again, story of the ECT. This is Colin Albrecht coming in from the backside linebacker spot for the tackle for the Lancers. And Scott, if you're seeing the pace, a lot of walking to the line of scrimmage, taking their time, getting the shift, and they are going to be in heavy a lot. And we want to welcome to the field for the first time this year Renard Woods, the junior offensive and defensive lineman for the Greyhounds. He's going to be needed a lot tonight, so hopefully he's played himself into shape.
Play clock at 9 as they snap it. Robinson turns, gives it to Shizzle again. And Caden, this time off the left side, finds a crease, works his way across the 35 to the 40. That's a gain of 5 and a first down for the Greyhounds.
Albrecht again, along with number 53 for the Lancers. That's Anthony Brimmer, 6'4", 200-pound senior defensive lineman for the Lancers. And, Scott, this is, you know, your first two plays. This is exactly what you were hoping for. Stay to script. Woods comes out. Jamar Carl comes in for the Greyhounds at the offensive line position.
Cole Air checks out. Rafe Butheris, your fullback. Shizzle will dot the I one more time in the I formation. Robinson turns and gives it to Butheris. He's got one, maybe two, trying to push the pile forward. They're going to give him the 42. That's a gain of 2. Not much there for the fullback from Burlington.
Yeah, I'm just going to say there was an ECT in there somewhere along with the pile of the rest of the Lancers. And this is what the Greyhounds have to do. They've got to try to keep everybody honest by running a fullback in there. Butheris has to come out. He's got a little helmet issue. In comes number 3 for the Greyhounds, and that'll be Cole Lair. As it seems to be the guys up front are doing a little rotating early. Coach Glasgow getting some things going early for the Greyhounds.
Tight formation, play clock inside of 15 for the third consecutive player. Shizzle once again tried to go up the middle and thrown down after a gain of another 2. He's to the 44. It'll be third down and 6.
Well, you know, I get to call another name for the Lancers, and that's Peyton Brenner. 6'2", 250-pound sophomore. So the rich just keep getting richer in Eldridge. They just seem to grow guys that just to be long, lanky, athletic dudes. And, you know, coming down for the tackle for the Greyhounds. Thought they're kind of running it just a little bit too fast. I think if they hold the clock just a little bit longer, again, you know, if the Lancers don't have the ball, they don't score. So we'll take that.
Play clock at 10 as Robinson gets to the huddle. 5. Greyhounds come to the line. 3, 2, and somebody jumped. That'd be Butheris, who got a little antsy. From the fullback position, that'll be a 5-yard penalty. It'll be a 3rd and 10.
Well, they kind of saw something in the defense, I'm sure, from the press box. And if you hear some extra talking in the press box beside us, we are joined in the visitor's press box by our videographer, Mr. Todd Wegman, and the rest of the coaching staff. And this has been tradition at Norscott that the visitors have their own press box. We're a little lower than the home side. But you might be able to hear some of those guys calling out some stuff.
And I do not have a cough button, nor are we on a delay.
And
so
I
better be on their best behavior.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You have a cough button.
You don't even know what to
say.
Yeah,
I know what to say.
Third down and 10 from the 40. Robinson pitches it to Schizel, trying to get around the left side. Strung out, turns up field, can't go anywhere as he's hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth and 10. My guess is the Greyhounds punt it away.
Yep, Colin Albrecht on the tackle, solo for the Lancers. Got to get to the edge. That's you got to kind of work all portions of the field as best you can. And the Greyhounds in no rush to get this ball kicked off as they send out the punt squad. And they'll take their time. Hopefully they'll get it down to two or one before they kick it away. Got to make sure we count all our guys, get them all lined up.
8.5 minutes remaining, first quarter. Greyhounds drive stalls at their own 40. Now they're going to kick it away. Good punt by Cam Horn. Knuckleball. Going to hit it about the 38. Take a Greyhound roll down to about the 30. So that's where the Lancers will begin their first drive of the night with 8:20 remaining here in the first quarter. First down and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Well, we'll get our first live look of Kyler Girardi and the rest of the Lancer offense, Scott. And, you know, this is, we didn't score, but we took some time off the clock. And we got to see some things that maybe the coaches can give us a little bit of an idea of maybe some adjustments they may need to make.
Now a whistle before play even gets going.
Got to set the chains over here. The chain crew is trying to get everything.
I'm going to tell you, I wish I had my binoculars, John Flaherty.
Or just some glasses. Glasses would be good. You're getting to that age.
I know, right? First down and 10, Kyler Girardi in the shotgun, brings a man in motion right to left. It's a 2x2 now. Girardi, play action fake, going to throw deep down the left side. He's got a man on the near sideline, the 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and thrown down is Cash Bow. Now there's a late flag, probably going to be a horse collar or thrown down by the inside of the helmet. Either way, it's going to be a gain of 50.
Yeah, and you know, Scott, remember when I said they were just going to throw a little out? Obviously, they've seen some things through film, and they decided to run the old chair route, and Keyshawn Wilding was just kind of caught napping, playing that outside third, hustling down, and it looks like they are going to call the horse collar.
Personal foul, horse collar on Burlington, half the distance to the goal, take it down to the 10-yard line. So on the second play, North Scott will start from the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage Red Zone.
But like I told you, Scott, I think because of what happened last week, the Lancers wanted to come out and throw a big old gut punch, and that's exactly what happened.
So first down and goal from just inside the 10. Here's a give to the tailback, and he takes it off the left side, and that's going to be number 25, you're saying, John?
No, 26.
26.
Scott.
If it's 26, that's going to be Isaac Veach.
So, and this is just kind of, you know, to keep our defense honest. And
I think that's 23.
Is it 23?
23, that is Jared Lee for a gain of one. Second and goal from the 9. Man in motion left to right. Trips to the right side now for North Scott. Here's another give to Lee, trying to get around the corner right side, chased by Schizel, can't catch him, into the end zone, touchdown, just under 7.5 remaining first quarter, and it's 6-0 North Scott.
Jet sweep, Jared Lee, nice job of blocking on the edge, not much you can do, it's a dangerous play. You got to be able to have some people coming up from that second level to set the edge. Caden Schizel, great chase from the inside out, but just not enough speed to catch Lee.
Smith in to try the extra point. And somebody for the Greyhounds jumped. Left defensive tackle just off the center. And so that'll be a penalty. Does that go as a penalty in the book if it's on a conversion try?
It all depends if they accept it.
Let's say they do. So it's half the distance. It'd be a 1-yard penalty?
Yep. All right.
Officials are talking it over down at about the 2-yard line. Seemed pretty obvious to me, but
might be an illegal shift by the Lancers.
Dead ball, illegal substitution, Burlington.
So somebody came in late. I never saw that.
Illegal substitution on an extra point. I don't know how that happens, but hey.
No, I don't either.
So the third penalty early on for the Greyhounds. That'll move it 1 yard closer for Chase Smith. Flag still lying on the field, and the officials...
We're not in a hurry.
No. So it was declined. All right.
Well, I mean, it does change your angle a little bit. So.
Okay, so...
Got a little help from the crowd, helping the officials out.
Didn't even hear
what was said.
No, they're just being helpful. I'm sure they're part of the evaluation crew from the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
So let's try it. Chase Smith, the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up. It's good. 7:27 remaining in quarter number one. North Scott strikes first. It's the Lancers 7. The Greyhounds nothing. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Jimbo here from the Drake Restaurant, home of the wood-fired grill. Our burgers, chicken, fish, and steaks kissed by flaming smoke. Our barbecue ribs, brisket, and burn-ins are slow-smoked with hickory. We have happy hour every day. Have a special event coming up? Banquet rooms for 10 to 200 people and never a room charge. Bring your friends and family to the Drake Restaurant for a very special treat.
Have you been shopping for insurance lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's Worth Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, we've been coming up with custom solutions for 21 years. Make the right decision. Call Worth Insurance Agency today at 319-753-0986. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back underway as Smith boots it in the air. Going to be taken by Isaiah Sterling inside the 15. Gets it on one hop. And he gets from the 15 out across the 20 to about the 21. And that's where the Greyhounds will start their second drive of the night with 7:21 remaining here in the quarter. That was a 70-yard drive. Took three plays. And it took a little less than a minute, 53 seconds.
Yeah, that's a punch that you've got to try to find a way to recover from. And the best way you do that, Scott, is to be able to get a good drive and end up with some points.
So the ground's going to try and find a way to mount some sort of offensive push here, trailing by 7, nearing the midway part of the first quarter. Single setback, no I formation set is now Donald. Dimitri gets the carry on first down, and he's hit at the point of attack and driven backward. Now a late flag going to be thrown in. Yeah. Could it be an unsportsmanlike for driving him into the ground?
I think there was somebody late to the party, and it's a little hard with the reflection of the glass to see the number. But number 25, Luke Belkin, was in on the tackle first, and then along came number 79, and that's Peyton Brenner. And I think it was Peyton who was kind of on the finishing end of that as the whistle was blowing. So I'm sure Coach Tippett is not very happy about having that kind of a play on their players. They are very physical, and they play through the echo of the whistle, but they are not going to be cheap in any way. So I'm sure that's a frustration to him. And really, Scott, the first series was something that was pretty good. It's just that they stopped us, and we've got to find a way to answer.
So no gain for Donald. That was a 15-yard holding penalty. I formation set. Yeah, you heard me right. 15-yard holding penalty. Here's a give to Butheris off the left side. A gain of 2 up to the 39. Now North Scott saying they have the football, but I think the whistles blew it dead.
No, it was he was down when he came down to the ground. Brenner again on the stop. Got 3 yards. They're going to be tough yards inside the tackle. It's going to be tough. They're going to line up two technique tackles, which is just head up over the guards, and they're going to send one of their two linebackers. That's either going to be Belkin or Engelbrecht coming in at full speed. So because we run so much as an A-gap team, trying to find some misdirection will be, I think, paramount for the Greyhounds.
So second down and 8 after the gain of 2 up to the 39-yard line. I formation, tight eye behind Robinson. Gabe gets the snap, turns and gives it to Butheris again. Butheris hit at the line of scrimmage one more time. He got one up to the 40. Not much there to be third and long.
No, like I told you, Scott, it's going to be tough hauling That front four of North Scott is extremely long and just really get off the ball quick, and they take up gaps. That was number 75 for the Lancers, Hayden D. Cook. He goes at 6'4", 240 as a senior defensive lineman. So, again, these are big challenges for guys who are, you know, just size-wise, we don't match up in that category.
Third down and 7 from the Greyhound 40. Single setback now is Donald behind Robinson. Give to Dimitri up the right side. He's got a little bit of space. Works his way up toward the 45 before he's pushed backward. So it'll bring up a decision time for Jim Krekel after the 5-yard pickup. It's going to be a long 2. It'll be fourth down for the Grounds. We'll see if they decide to roll the dice and maybe try and keep this drive moving. It appears they will.
Jeremiah Ford on the stop along with Albrecht for the Lancers. And, you know, you're in a situation where you're not supposed to win, so why not force some issues?
5 minutes remaining, first quarter. Lancers scored on their first drive. 7-0 North Scott. Burlington trying to convert a fourth down and a long 2 to keep this drive going. Donald, your tailback once again behind Bufaris. Robinson is going to keep it and try and push his way across the line to gain. Looks like he might have gotten it according to the far side official. The near side, I'm not sure. It's going to be close either way. North Scott says, no, you didn't.
And a lot of it is, again, they're talking about being the ball on the ground.
You got to bring the chains out.
I think he's short.
I think he's short. If you look at the chains on the near side, it's on the other side of the 47. The ball's short of the 47.
They're going to bring it out. You know, and Scott, I got to tell you, this is a split officiating crew. Three of these guys did the sophomore game or the curtain raiser, and the head official was one of those guys. So, and you know, we talked about the need for officials. Clearly, this gentleman is in his late 60s, early 70s, and he's not moving as fast as
we'd like
to see officials go, especially if you're doing double duty. It's going to be really close. I'm going to say
he's short by the length of a football. So the Grounds turn it over on downs. Dimitri Donald only able to get 1 yard. So with 4:38 remaining, the gamble does not pay off here in the first quarter, and the Lancers will take over at the Greyhound 47.
You know, and that would have been a great momentum changer for the Greyhounds. That would have been able to send a pretty big message to the Lancers. And so now they come out, and they're going to be fully loaded with three receivers to this side of the field, Scott. So this might not be another. This might be another haymaker against our defense.
3-by-1, actually 3-by. No, there's 3-by-1. I thought that was a slot receiver on the right side, just a big tight end type of guy. 3-by-1, 3 left. That's the short side of the field. Here's a give on first down to Lee, trying to find some room left side. He does. Actually, that's not Lee. I believe that's Evan Ralphs. Or no. Yeah, that's Lee. I thought it was a 2.
Yeah.
Jared Lee up to the 36. So that will be a gain of 11 for the tailback from North Scott.
Adrian Perez-Hall coming from the opposite side of the field to make the stop here, but not before the first down.
No huddle for North Scott. First down and 10, 2 to the right. Fake to Lee. Throw right side. He's got a man in the slot. That's going to be the kid he hit earlier, Cash Bow, who's able to spin his way inside the 30, down to the 28 for a gain of 8.
And that's the type of offense you're going to see for most of the night, or what's typical for the Lancers, Scott, is they're going to throw a little hitch low out, and then they got guys blocking to get those extra yards after the catch. Cam Horn on the stop, by the way, for the Greyhounds on that play.
Have yet to see Girardi run the football. He's now 2 for 2 for 58 yards through the air. Girardi fakes it to Lee. Just as I say that, he gets hit in the backfield and dropped. Won't go as a sack. They never actually did get him. They force him out behind or beyond the 30 to about the 33. So a loss of 5 will bring up a 3rd down and 7 for the first time tonight. North Scott presented with a bit of a challenge to face.
Good job by Solomon Cordero and Wyatt Messett there. To slip their blocks and get in. Kyler's a stout dude. He's not just going to fall down. You're going to have to take him off his feet.
2 right, 2 left on 3rd and 7 from the Greyhound 33. Big stop opportunity right here for Burlington. Girardi claps his hand, takes a low snap. He's going to roll to his left. Going to roll. Thought about running. Instead, he throws, finds a man at the 21, turns upfield, and tripped up out of bounds. That is, you're saying number three, John?
It's Colin Albrecht. He's one of those guys that we talked about who's so good.
I think that's Jesse Eller.
I had zero.
All right. So call it a gain of 17 down to the Greyhound 16. North Scott going to throw it again. Girardi hits Bo one more time as the Lancers are inside the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. That's a gain of 7 down to the 10. All right, so they call it the 8. I'll tell you what, being this low, the angle is not so great.
Yeah, it's difficult. Horn and Perez Hall on the tackle, and that's what they do. They get you going downfield so much, it just creates that natural gap.
2:10 remaining, first quarter. North Scott on the move, second down and one. Girardi keeps it, gets around the left side, turns upfield, gets inside the 5, pounds his way into the end zone. Touchdown, 8-yard touchdown run for Carla Girardi, and it's 13-0.
I'm not going to be shy about this. I'm not going to be too happy about that horn the rest of the night. So, nice job by Kyler. Good speed, good strength. Bowls his way in from the 2 yards. And we're getting ready to go 14-0 here, Scott.
Chase Smith to try his second extra point of the night. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is good. 2:02 remaining here in quarter number one. North Scott now on top, 14-0. You're listening to Burlington Greyhound Football on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Mitchell Arms and Outdoors is your number one location for all your outdoor needs. They carry a full line of firearms, hunting and fishing inventory for your next outdoor adventure, including a large selection of fishing gear, bait, ammunition, knives, and other accessories. Come see Mitchell Arms and Outdoors today, located at 3001 Sylvania Drive, behind American Car Mart off Roosevelt Avenue. Or go to MitchellArms.com for help on what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
Back here at Lancers Stadium, and we're back underway as Chase Smith kicks it into the end zone on the far side, and the Greyhounds will take over this third drive of the night, now trailing 14-0. 2 minutes remaining, first quarter at their own 20.
And as I posted, if you are following us on X, the Greyhounds need to find an answer. They're not going to run away from their game plan, obviously. This is not Jim Kreckel's style. He's going to stay with the ground and pound. We've just got to find a way to get some creases and try to get some explosive plays, and it's not really what the Greyhounds are known for. So kind of got to be out of character just a little bit.
So the Greyhounds facing an uphill battle against the number three team in Class 4A. I formation on first down and 10 from the 20. Cam Horn, your tailback. They give it to Horn on first down, trying to get the right edge. Can't do it. Tripped up at the line of scrimmage. No gain. That's 11 carries for 26 yards now for the Greyhounds.
Colton Voss coming from the outside linebacker spot to bring down Horn. This is such a well-disciplined defensive unit. You are not going to be able to bounce out. Those guys stay home and they pursue relentlessly and are solid tacklers. The way that you're going to have to beat this is you're going to have to try to throw somewhere in a positive situation and then maybe get some counteraction going.
Final minute and a half, the opening 12 minutes. Second down and 10. Ball resting just inside the Burlington 20. Pair of touchdown runs for North Scott has given it a 14-0 lead. Here's Horn again, this time around the left side, trying to turn the corner again. Pursuit is outstanding. As John said, these guys don't get beaten because they make mistakes. These guys may not make it to the edge, but chances are they're going to be there more often than not. That time Horn dropped again for no gain.
And it's the X. This time it's Nolan Engelbrecht on the stop coming in from the inside out at the linebacker spot. Scott, what happens is the corners are just so disciplined that they're going to dare you to throw. So once they see movement and they see what we call low hat, high hat, if they see a low hat on that offensive lineman, they're just going to go ahead and force the edge and to make those running back come inside, which is right up Engelbrecht's alley and just flowing in to make the tackle.
So third down and 10, tie-dye formation once more. Robinson fakes it to Butheris, rolls out, play-action pass, complete to Cordero, but again for no gain.
And that is Colin Albrecht now from the safety position. They did a little play-action, but again, they stay home so well and are able to react. So Greyhounds are going to have to kick it away, but not before the quarter ends.
So we put 12 in the books. We got 36 to go. North Scott has an 8-yard touchdown run and a 9-yard touchdown run, and they lead 14-0. Back in 1 minute on KBR, you're listening to Greyhound Football.
As the chief buffet officer here at Pizza Ranch, I get all kinds of buffet questions. Here's one from Cole.
Is there a real cactus in your cactus bread?
Great question, Cole. No, there is no cactus in our cactus bread, just sweet cinnamony streusel. It's on our buffet every day, along with pizza, chicken, ice cream, and all your other favorites. Even better, at least for your parents, kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't worry, Cole, there's no coal in our coleslaw either.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Insurance stinks.
It sure does, until you need it.
Hi, this is Bob at Prawl Insurance. There is nothing else you buy on a regular basis and hope you never use it. Whether you are buying that first automobile or your fifth, finding the right automobile is one thing. Choosing the right insurance is everything. I will make certain that you are properly insured with the right coverages and deductibles. You may qualify for several auto insurance discounts. Insurance for your auto, home, and business. Check our website. Prawl Insurance, located at 111 Valley Street, Burlington.
Back here in North Scott, Burlington having to kick it away on fourth down and 10. Dropping back deep for the Lancers are number 45, Colton Voss, and number 6, Owen Jordahl. Horn to kick it away from his own 10. Good kick. Got into this one. End-over-end kick. No, he got it to turn over. Taken by Jordahl on a hop. Now he's trying to come near side. That's Voss, actually. Voss going to return it about 5 yards. Gets back into Burlington territory at about the 47, maybe the 48. We'll see where they mark it. Either way, in Burlington territory, just inside the 50.
Good job of coverage by the Greyhounds. Micah Zog along with Adrian Perez-Hall and Cam Reynolds to bottle him up so he doesn't go any further than 5 yards. Does a nice job, a little jump cut to try to get himself out of trouble. But the Lancers start on the plus side of the field one more time.
So North Scott leading 14-0 brings its offense back onto the field, led by Kyler Girardi and Jared Lee. Could be Gerard. We'll listen to the PA announcer. 2x2 stack formation on both sides. Girardi claps his hand. He's looking left. Going to be flushed out of the pocket. Finally some pressure. Evades the pressure and finally spun down. No gain on the play, but a nice coverage sack by Caden Schizel.
Yeah, and Caden obviously, again, we talked about this 3 weeks ago, Scott, about how Caden has stepped away from being the premier ball carrier for the Greyhounds to now being the spy with these athletic quarterbacks that we're going to see throughout most of the year, does a nice job of staying settled in and getting him wrapped up and down on the ground.
Second down and between 9 and 10. Called a long 9 if that makes sense. Girardi in the shotgun once again gives it to Lee. Lee around the left side. Got the corner upfield inside the 45, 40, 35. Run out of bounds on the far side. Gain of the 48 down to the 32. I'm going to say about 16 yards.
Cam Horn doesn't knock him out of bounds. He's to the house. These outside guys, Scott, are not soft guys. They don't just run routes. They do a great job of staying engaged with the defender as Adrian Perez-Hall makes a late rush to get out of bounds.
First and 10 Lancers. Now at the Greyhound 32 after the gain of 16 for Lee. Two to the right, one to the left. Left side is the short side. Give to Lee. Lee right off the right side, able to ping pong off of one tackle. And gets it down inside the 25 to about the 23, called a gain of 9, and that was like a bowling pin type of action.
Well, you got Caden Bechtel, who is just absolutely rolling through that second level, and it's giving Caden just headaches trying to find a way to get off of him.
Second and one from the Greyhound 23. Girardi going to throw. Looking, again, pressured. Gets out of an ankle tackle, still on his feet inside the 25-20. Sidesteps, 15-10-5 into the end zone. That's a towel, not a flag, back at the 30, so a 23-yard touchdown run for Kyler Girardi on a play where he very well should have been sacked.
Yeah, and again, brought it up at the beginning of the show, Kyler does not go down with a one-arm tackle. You've got to make sure you are engaged and running your feet in the opposite direction. Great job of getting out of tackles, and a good job by the wide receiver corps turning and blocking for their quarterback as he goes in for 6.
23-yard touchdown run makes it 20-0. And to try the extra point again is Chase Smith. Snap, hold, kick, all good. 10:23 remaining, first half. Norscott 21, Burlington nothing. Back in 1 minute on KVUR.
No store-bought frozen concoction can take the place of real, honest-to-goodness homemade ice cream. Taste the difference yourself at Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream. Every one of their daily flavors are made from fresh, wholesome ingredients. Whether you're the traditional chocolate or vanilla type, or the adventurous can't-wait-to-try-something-new type, their flavors will keep you coming back over and over again. Give your sweet tooth a treat at Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream. Open 12 to 9 p.m., drive-through only. Find them on Facebook.
Create your comfort space, add room appeal, or plan a getaway. Let K-Spine Community Credit Union help. Specializing in short-term, small-dollar loans. Rainy days and weekends are great for projects like a do-it-yourself coffee bar, and a K-Spine small-dollar loan can get you started. A K-Spine loan can help you refresh your backyard with a mini makeover so you can enjoy a staycation this year. Your comfort space is closer than you think. Let K-Spine help you build it. Apply online at kspine.com. Specializing in short-term, small-dollar loans. Membership not required to apply.
Scoring drives of 70, 47, and 48 yards for North Scott, and it's 21-0. Horn and Donald back deep for the Greyhounds. Heels of their feet on the 5. Smith with the approach, and we're back underway. Going to go toward the far sideline, maybe out of bounds, and it will. So a mistake for North Scott, going to give Burlington pretty good field position all the way out at the 35.
When you got a 21-point spread, you can go ahead and attempt some things like that, try to pin it down in the corner, try to get the Greyhounds to make a mistake on the reception. Scott, you just get a, you know, it's always tough when you get punched like this to try to have a good mental frame, but you just get a sense looking at the sideline, a lot of guys kind of already hanging their heads a little bit. The coach has got to step in and just tell them to fight no matter what's going on. Play hard, play clean, do what you do, and, you know, never give up the fight.
So make it the 40. I can never keep it straight whether or not you get it at the 35 or the 40.
Well.
No, it is the 35. I was right. I was right. They started to put it down on the 40.
I think some of these guys, you know, the crew's a little dehydrated, a little extra work they had to do tonight.
But you know, the three best words. I was right. Well, I was right. 35.
I let you say that regardless.
Because I'm always right.
Sure, ask your wife.
That's the last person you want to ask that question. Single setback, Caden Shizzle. First down and 10 from the ground, 35. Give to Shizzle just off the left side. And he's got a couple up to the 37 before he's just kind of dropped by the immovable brick wall.
Yeah, that immovable brick wall was led by Zach Powell, 6'1", 190-pound senior. And, Scott, I mean, it's just you got to be a little more patient when you're reading blocks. These guys are really going to be coming up through that A and B gap, and you've just got to kind of let some blocks evolve a little bit, and it's just going to take a little longer.
Second and 8. Big formation for the Greyhounds. Big to the left side. Here's Shizzle going that way. Nice spin move. Got to the 40. Would have been hit at the line of scrimmage. Spun out of a tackle for a gain of 3.
Yeah, nice job. But missed the kick out here by the wing. on the defensive end, number 56 for the Lancers, Jay Little. And he's not so little. He is 5'10 and 210 pounds. So, but a good job by Caden to be able to spin and get a little extra yards for the grounds.
So third down and a manageable five as Gabe Robinson, I thought, was going to go from the shotgun. Instead, he'll come up under center. Heavy formation to the left side. Pitch to Shizzle that way, trying to follow his blockers. He's got a first down up to the 46. Nice pickup of six on third down and five.
Nice job by Caden. Again, that's part of being patient and watching some of the blocks develop. Lancers were selling out into that A-B gap, and Caden did a nice job of bouncing out, but not before. Again, and I don't know if they have double numbers, but there is Kyler Girardi playing safety. That's a rarity for a North Scott team to have your quarterback be playing on the defensive side. But he was in there along with their corner, number six, and that is Owen Jordal, who made the stop.
So first down and 10 grounds, first down and a couple of drives. Just across the 46, or make it the 45-yard line, 8.5 minutes remaining, second quarter. Here's Shizzle again up near midfield. That's a gain of five on first down. And again, a more manageable second and third down opportunity awaiting.
Yeah, nice tackle by number 79. That is Peyton Banna again for the Lancers on the stop. Scott, I know you're looking at me weird as I'm waving across, but our Fellowship of Christian Athletes administrative assistant, Liz Runty, is across the stands, and she says she can see us in the press box. So I thought I'd give her a wave.
I'll wave, and I don't know her. Hello.
Wonderful, wonderful employee and partner in the business.
Second and a long five. Wyatt Messer places the ball on midfield. Love it when centers do that. Here's a give to Cam Horn. Wanted to go outside, instead pivoted, took it around the left end. Got hit, now a late flag involving one player for each team. It'll be a gain of one if it stands to the Lancer 49. But that flag was thrown with some authority.
Yep. That's
that umpire was mad.
Girardi and Jordal again for the Lancers on the tackle. And I'm not sure if that's Xavier, because he's looking at the sideline.
I think it was, I wanted to say it was 54.
So that would be DJ Morgan on the hold. And I'm not sure. Okay, now we've got ourselves turned around.
Take the 1 yard gain off the books. 10 yard penalty marked off from midfield. Take it back to the 40. So it'll be second down now and 15, almost 16 to go.
Yeah, again, you know, we talked about this during the pregame too. DJ and Jamar Carl are, you know, these are guys that are coming at you. You know, DJ's a great kid at, 5'9", 200 when he's going against guys who are 6'2", 240, 6'4", 230, 6'4", 220, and I think the other end is 6'2", 240 as well. So, you know, again, kind of brings us back to the old days of apples and oranges.
Three penalties for the Greyhounds, one penalty for North Scott, as has been kind of the theme for the entire year. I formation set. Robinson going to throw. Being forced out of the pocket. Rolling right, still running. Tries to get the sideline, tries to get turned upfield. And hit on the far sideline, driven out of bounds. Looks like they're going to give him about three up to the 43.
Colin Albrecht on the push out for the Lancers to bring up this third and long for the Greyhounds. And, you know, not a bad play on second and long when you're been struggling to find a way to move the ball all night.
No running play tonight for Burlington. Has hit double digits yet. Had an 8-yard run by Caden Chisel on the very first play from scrimmage. But since then, 4 zeros, 5 zeros, including a pass completion for zero. Just a very stout defensive effort so far. Third and 12. This time Robinson going to roll left. Got man-to-man coverage downfield, so he's got running room. Run out of bounds on the near sideline, just short of the marker at the 46-yard line of North Scott. He's going to be very close, but I think he's going to be short by about a half yard. A much better opportunity to get this fourth down conversion if that's what they choose to do.
Great job by Nolan Engelbrecht of the Lancers to chase him down all the way in from the backside inside linebacker position. Good job of Gabe being able to see that everything was covered downfield.
And everything was going away from the line of scrimmage.
Right. So
the routes drew the defenders, the secondary off.
Yeah, great job. And, you know, Scott, this you know, we're going to be praising North Scott quite a bit, but they've got Albrecht, their safety, at about 8 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Fourth and less than a yard. Robinson's got the first down as he just follows center and right guard up near the 40, a gain of 5 on the sneak.
And again, we got to hold on to the ball. We can't let North Scott dictate. Every time something goes loose, they're going to be pointing the other way, and that's just a matter of time before officials go, you know what, I think you might be right. We'll go ahead and give you the ball. So the second thing is we cannot be standing around watching guys just get drilled. Everybody's got to get a piece of a red jersey and start moving bodies.
So a chain mover on the sneak for the Greyhounds. First down and 10, 6.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Greyhounds trails 21-0, trying to put together a drive to get on the scoreboard. Robinson from the eye. Play action, rolls right, throws right. Had a couple men in the same area in Perez Hall and Garrett. Couldn't hit either one of them, falls incomplete. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Chased on the play by coach's son, Jace Tippett. I've always wanted to kind of say that. Jace Tippett is a 6'1", 205-pound junior. Did a nice job of staying home, saw the bootleg, and proceeded to pursue Gabe. And I really appreciate Gabe getting rid of the ball and giving APH a chance to give that ball a catch.
Second down and 10 from the North Scott 40. Turn, hand to Shizzle. Shizzle trying to get the left corner. Can't do it. He went short side of the field and got tripped up after a gain of 1 to about the 39.
Owen Jordle on the tackle as a short side corner. And again, they do such a good job of pursuing. We just got to stay engaged. You know, again, this has been a good clock mover for the Greyhounds offensively. And so we just got to find a way to get 8-9 yards and 2 downs.
5:47 and counting remaining here in quarter number 2. No receivers in this formation, tight eye formation with Horn now your tailback. Robinson fakes it to Horn, going to throw. Has a man, but overshot Cordero. He was a couple of yards in front of Girardi. Girardi ended up with the better shot at making a catch as it went over Cordero's head, but it went through his hands incomplete. It'll be 4th and 9.
Yeah, the Greyhounds are going to go for it. There's no sense in punting this thing away when you're on their side of the field and you're down 21 points. Looks like Coach Kreckel's going to call a timeout and discuss what they want to do. No, he has... Discretion is the better part of valor as he sends out the punt team. I really thought he was bringing them together, maybe to get a fourth down play. So here's a chance to pin the Lancers deep, Scott, and maybe get a hold.
4th and 8 from the 38. Colton Voss back deep to field the punt from Cam Horn. Horn steps into it off the side of his foot. Going to hit inside the 20 and kind of bounce straight up in the air and then bounce back toward the 20. Down at about the 16, 17-yard line, and that's where North Scott will start this drive, leading 21-0 with 5:23 remaining in the first half.
Well, the victory here, Scott, would be if we hold them scoreless on this drive and end the half. So, you know,
worst field possession or field position of the night for North Scott. They've started at their own 30. The BHS 47, the BHS 48, and now their own 16. Are you taking a selfie?
I have to.
Why?
My administrative sent one out, too.
Your hair looks great, John. Jeez. Well, two right, two left. White side of the field is right. Girardi thought about running. Instead, pitched it to Lee, and Lee got the left corner. And he shoved out of bounds, and here comes the flag.
Well, that was on the edge. You know, that was kind of that...
Gain of 10 to the 26, and now the inevitable personal foul that always accompanies a flag that's thrown with authority in the direction of a play Burlington just made.
Dimitri Donald, it's on the edge. The play was going out. Lee's going there. I mean, you're worried about player safety. I wouldn't call it dirty at all. I just, you know, you're playing through the echo, and you're frustrated. You're down 21 points. And so you're trying to send a message as well.
They're saying hit to the head, targeting.
No way.
Yeah.
So that would be an ejection, but I've not seen it. Have they?
Gotta go check the. Gotta go check with New York, don't you? I mean, he did this. Put the fist to his head.
Usually, that the targeting could be a bad mechanic here. So,
fourth penalty of the night for the Grounds for 40 yards. First down and 10 now at the North Scott 41. 25 yards of field position change. Girardi going to throw. Rolls right. Throws right. Has a man in the flat. Caught. Nobody within 5 yards of him. Inside Greyhound territory to the 40. Stayed inbound somehow, some way, right in front of the official, but must have tippy-toed his way in. So from the 41 up to the 33, that's 17 plus 9. That's a 26-yard pitch and catch to Hunter Fox.
Yeah, Keyshawn really thought he had him out of bounds, and the official's not going to have any part of that. And that's you're not helping your cause if you're trying to help an official call a game.
First down and 10 now at the Greyhound 33 and two plays. The Lancers have taken it from their own 16 to the Greyhound 33. Girardi looked left, tucks it. Just straight up the middle on the quarterback draw. He's inside the 20, 15, yeah. 10, 5.
Coming
Let's check
goal.
The flag. Back at the 32. If it stands, it'll be a 33-yard touchdown run for Girardi.
No, Colin Bochtel. No, that's not Colin. Colin Bochtel. No, that's not Colin Bochtel. He's not 5'7".
Scott Holding, North Scott.
Colin Bochtel, if you
what?
Look at him. You look at number 55. No way he's 5'7". He might be 6'7". But he had a hold of Dimitri by the middle of his numbers and just kind of kept him at bay. So it's Colin Bechtel.
So 10-yard penalty. We'll take it back to the 43 and nullify the touchdown. Would have been Girardi's third touchdown run of the half.
I got to check my numbers. That's number 65, guys. That's Matt Cunningham. That's a little different. 6'5", 250. Just holding old Dimitri out. I was like, come on.
First and 20 from the 43. Motion man Will Schneckloth from right to left. Now he's the wing back left side. Here's a give to Lee. Trying to get around the left side. He's got running room. 40, 35, 30. Stutter steps around a tackler inside the 30. Down to the 29. That's a gain of 14.
Just, you know, you're playing man. Coach Webb has got to find a way to assign guys and play assignment football, and they just run those guys off. And Lee's got the edge. And it's just a track meet from our inside linebackers to try to get there.
4:18 left in the second quarter. Give him a gain of 15. So it'll be second and 7 from the 28. Man in motion left to right. Girardi going to throw. Straight up in the pocket. Now he's got running room. Comes out of the pocket left side. He's running up the far sideline before he's brought down by a host of white shirts. So from the 28-yard line.
Cam Horn on the push out there, Scott, as you're doing the math.
Well, they got to spot the football. So I'm going to say, what, at the 12? Gain of 16 for Girardi as North Scott enters the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. Girardi and the offense look over to the left sideline to get the play. Inside of 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Girardi turns, gives it to Lee right up the gut. And Gerard Lee still on his feet, working toward the goal line. And he's inside the 5, brought down at about the 2. That'll be a first down, it would appear, or very close.
Rafe Butheris along with Renard Woods on the stop for the Greyhounds, and it's just a matter of they're just pounding, and our guys are just getting worn down on this.
So second down in a long 1 from the 3. Lee again off the right side, walks into the end zone untouched. Touchdown North Scott, 2-yard touchdown run. Gerard Lee, his second of the night, and it's now 27-0.
Yeah, it's just they're just imposing their will on the defensive front for the Greyhounds, and there's not a whole lot we have to answer with right now, Scott. So I'm just going to tell you this may be a situation where the Lancers are going to try to get a quick 3-and-out and score one before half to get the clock running in the second half.
Chase Smith in to try his fourth extra point of the night. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. 3:17 remaining. Here. Oh, he missed it. He hooked it left. Wah, wah. 3:17 remaining. Second quarter. 27-0 North Scott on top of Burlington. Back in 1 minute.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise, or is it something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington, where orthopedic providers will evaluate your injured athlete. No appointments, just answers. Open 8 to 9 a.m. during the fall sports season. Athletes must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and don't forget your insurance card. Right place, right care, right here.
3:17 remaining, first half. North Scott, four possessions, four touchdowns. Save one extra point miss, and it's 27-0. Everything has gone right for North Scott tonight. Chase Smith has a backup on the tee. Donald and Horn back deep for the Greyhounds. Heels of their feet resting on the five. Kicks it deep away. Horn going forward on the far sideline. Slips, almost falls. Got it at the 5, 10, 15. Brings it up along the numbers. Gets out to about the 22-yard line, it would appear. And that's where the Grounds will start this drive. Hopefully for them, the final drive of the first half.
And I know this is going to be a unique name that you heard on the tackle. Nolan Engelbrecht. Just continues to add to his total. And the thing about this defense, guys, is that you can't stutter. You can't hesitate on a move. You got to plant your foot and make a cut. And then let things happen as they will, because they do just such a tremendous job of buzzing their feet and staying home and letting you make the choice. So you might as well put them on their heels and run right at them.
Horn, your single setback. Make that the I formation. Butheris hits the hole first. Clears the way for Robinson, who works his way across the 25 to the 26. Just to plant your foot and go if you're Gabe Robinson for a gain of four.
Yep, and that's really what you got to do. And really not a bad trap by the offensive line, but there's just so many bodies in red coming through that gap. This really kind of old school football where you're just kind of piling through and hoping that you can find a break at the second level.
Second down and six. Ball resting across the 25 at the 26. Horn still your tailback. Butheris, your fullback. But now he's a wingback to the left side. Here's a give Horn. Spin move at the line of scrimmage. Still on his feet. Got the 30. Nothing more. Gain of four for Cam Horn.
Yeah, nice job. Engelbrecht and Albrecht decide to join in on the tackle for the Lancers. And again, we've got a lot of white jerseys that are coming off the block that have got to stay in guess.
All we need is Brody Brecht. Or Anthony Becht.
Okay.
The quarterback's dad, who coaches the St. Louis Battlehawks of the soon-to-be USXFL.
I agreed with you. Totally.
Becht, his son is the quarterback
totally
at Iowa State.
Totally agreed with you.
Wrecked it, yeah. Ralph, perhaps?
And have Mark Richt be the coach.
Sure. President-elect. I'm just thinking of words that rhyme now. Robinson turns and hands it to Horn, trying to get around the right side. Hops over a tackler, but not well enough as he's dropped by his shoelaces for no gain.
Colton Voss coming up from the corner spot to make the stop for the Lancers.
And North Scott takes a timeout, stopping the clock at 1:35. We fourth down and two for the Greyhounds coming out of the timeout. And, you know,
I'm listening.
I get it. But goodness gracious, why do you need to call a time? Even if you don't score here to close out the half, chances are when you get the opening second half kickoff, you're moving the ball well enough. Chances are better than not that you're going to score on that first drive of the second half. Why take a timeout here leading by four touchdowns?
So you can do both quarters.
I just...
I know. You're not a fan. But I told you.
To me,
it
just
gets
to a point.
And
of course, we've been through this a lot over the years.
I told you this was going to happen.
Well, I don't get it. I never will.
Well, I want you to be ready. I know you're going to go off and pontificate here a little bit.
No.
But I'm going to tell you that if they do get the ball back and score, they will go for two.
They'll go for two?
Oh, yeah.
To get back on schedule?
Yeah.
To get to 35?
Yeah.
Okay. That I can understand a little bit more than taking a timeout with a minute and a half left.
Well, they've been able to prove that they can score in less than a minute, Scott. So,
53 seconds, 236, 125, and 206. They'll get the ball back with just under a minute and a half if they get a stop.
Not here. Unless the Greyhounds get a first down.
And I saw Horn drop back deep. I thought he was kicking it away. Robinson on the keeper. Looks like he got the 32, which would be a first down.
Oh, I got excited because I thought I saw a bigger push. The angle is horrible down at this low portion of the press box. Move those chains. Move those chains.
Gain of two, perhaps, for Gabe Robinson.
Point it. Point it to first down.
Now we got to bring the chains out. All right, well, we'll measure it.
This is also one of the tallest side judges I've ever seen in the game of high school football.
All right, so help me out, John Flaherty. Side judge versus line judge.
Line judge would be home side.
Home side, that's the only difference?
Yeah.
Line judge is on the home side. Side judge is on the visitors. Why don't they just call them both line judges?
What? What you say?
I've always wondered that. Why is one a line judge? Why is one a side judge?
Because they wanted their own titles.
Oh, the grounds are short by a yard. So, give Gabe a gain of one when he needed two, and now the Lancers will take over with a minute 28 remaining in the first half. 27-0, and that timeout paid off. That timeout that absolutely had to be taken right there paid off for North Scott. Good for them.
Well, we got to bow our necks. We got to do all that we can to keep these guys out of the end zone.
So first down and 10 at the 32.
First thing I would do is I would move Derek Watson into the wider side of the field. They've got to set up on this far side.
First down and 10 for North Scott. Girardi going to roll right. They'll throw on first down, leading 27-0. Girardi rolling, has a man inside the 20 at the 18. And I'm going to say that was number 4, correct? Carson
yep.
Lage.
Shizzle on the coverage for the Greyhounds as the Lancers get a first down. As they are in the 19-yard line. Go ahead, Scott, call it.
Gain of 12. North Scott now in the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. First and 10 from the 19. Girardi throws into the end zone. He's got a touchdown if he was in bounds, and he was. Couldn't tell who it was. Number 4, that'd be Carson Legg again. 19-yard pitch and catch, and it's 33-0.
Well, I was wrong, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to go ahead and kick it.
Well, when you're going this good, you just want the game to roll on as long as you can.
Sure.
So it's 33-0, and Carter Smith in to try the extra point. Or Chase Smith, I'm sorry. Knew it started with a C. I was trying to do it by memory. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up, and it is good. So with 103 remaining here in the first half, it's now North Scott 34, Burlington nothing, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
I love breakfast, but many restaurants don't serve it all day. That's why people go to the All-Star Made Right Diner, serving your delicious favorites all day, every day. Enjoy omelets, eggs, any which way you want them, pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns all day, and waffles till noon. You name it, the All-Star Made Right Diner will have it for you and your family and friends to enjoy and walk away happy. The All-Star Made Right Diner, located across from the Recplex in West Burlington.
Picture this. A bank where friendly faces greet you by name, where decisions are made locally with your best interests at heart. A bank that invests in the growth and prosperity of our community. That is the story of Pine Grove Savings Bank. We have competitive rates on CDs and a variety of checking and savings account options for your personal or business use. Pine Grove Savings Bank, working for Southeast Iowa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Smith with it back up on the tee with 103 remaining before halftime. 34-0 now your score. North Scout on top. Horn and Donald once again back for the Greyhounds. This is going to be taken by Cameron Horn and about his 13, 15, 20. Brings it up toward the hashes, 25, and gets up near the 30 before he's stopped. And the Greyhounds will run out the half, or attempt to anyway, beginning at their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, just a host of Lancers on the kickoff team. Nice job. I give Cam Horn a lot of credit. He goes in there with a full head of steam, trying to find that open crease. And so, you know, I'm going to give a little props right now to Xavi Baker here, trying to pump up the guys and trying to keep things positive as the rain just keeps pouring on the Greyhounds here with the Lancers all over the Hounds here with just 55 seconds left to go in the half. Now, Lancers have one timeout left. Do not be surprised, Scott, if they use it again, if they use their last one.
First down and 10 from the 29. We'll see if the Greyhounds run a play or just take a knee and hope it goes to half. Robinson turns and hands it to Donald. Donald with a nice gain up across the 30 to the 34, a gain of 5.
This guy, Nolan Engelbrecht, is all over the place. And this guy just making tackles from every spot on the field. I think that's going to do it here. I think we're going to try to hold this thing out here. Yeah, we'll get one more play in before the half, Scott.
Clock at 20, play clock at 13. Robinson, one more snap, and then we'll go to halftime. I formation, turns, gives it to Donald again. Dimitri just trying to work his way up across the 35. He does. Give him the 35, a one-yard gain to end the half. And that's how we'll take it to the locker room. Dimitri Donald on a one-yard run, somewhat significant or signifying the first half. Just a tough slog. All opening 24 minutes for Burlington as they go into the halftime locker room, trailing 34-0. We're going to step away for 5 minutes. When we come back, hopefully we'll have some scores from around the area. First half stats, all that good stuff. The Case by Community Credit Union halftime show on the way in 5 minutes right here on KBUR.
When you get right down to it, every financial institution is basically the same. So how do you pick the right one? I wouldn't know. But I do know why I picked Case by Community Credit Union for me. I picked CaseBind because they see me as a person, not just another account, because they understand that life happens. They provide multiple free services, and they have all the modern e-services I need. I like to say I picked CaseBind, but really, they picked me. It's your turn to pick. Chances are, if you're hearing this, you can join.
Picture this. A bank where friendly faces greet you by name, where decisions are made locally with your best interests at heart. A bank that invests in the growth and prosperity of our community. That is the story of Pine Grove Savings Bank. We have competitive rates on CDs and a variety of checking and savings account options for your personal or business use. Pine Grove Savings Bank, working for Southeast Iowa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You need food for all those folks watching the big game at your party. Wingstop can help feed a few to several for your next big game party, offering the right meal package from a small group all the way up to their 100-piece wing pack, while offering wing flavors, dips, and sides for any size party. Order online through the Wingstop app or DoorDash for the next big game. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. City Center Plaza, Burlington.
Manning the Picket Line. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden posting on X, formerly known as Twitter, that he will travel to Michigan Tuesday in support of striking United Auto Workers.
Adding it's time for a win-win agreement that keeps American auto manufacturing thriving with well-paid UAW jobs. The United Auto Workers Union expanding its strike, walking out of 38 parts distribution centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis, the parent company of Jeep and Ram, but sparing Ford due to progress in negotiations. UAW calling for a 46% pay increase over 4 years and a 32-hour work week. Automakers have proposed a 20% pay increase but held firm on a 40-hour work week.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he will not resign after calls to step aside from New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Menendez was indicted this morning on bribery charges.
The feds accused the Foreign Relations Committee chairman of allegedly helping a foreign government. Menendez denies that he helped Egypt in exchange for bars of gold and a Mercedes.
Fox's Chad Pergman in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Menendez will temporarily step aside as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez was cleared of similar charges several years ago. He calls these new charges a smear campaign. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Ophelia is just below hurricane force winds as a hurricane watch is issued for portions of eastern North Carolina.
It's going to be sometime overnight tonight into tomorrow morning that the center moves somewhere across that North Carolina coastline. The impacts are going to be pretty extreme and extensive for a lot of people. This storm is, while becoming tropical, so we've got the strongest winds at the center, it expands out quite far. You see the rain already up across places like southern New Jersey, extending in across much of Virginia, and in towards areas like Maryland as well.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. America is listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight. A 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A low down to 62 with southeast winds at 5 to 10. For Saturday, a slight chance of a shower before 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny. A high to 81 and a southeast wind 10 to 15, gusting to 20. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, breezy, a 40% chance of showers after 1 a.m., a low to 62, and southeast winds will be 15 to 20, gusting to 30, 50% chance of showers Sunday, high to 70.
Back here at Lancers Stadium in Eldridge, where the North Scott Lancers lead Burlington 34 to nothing, and welcome into the Case Spine Community Credit Union halftime show, and we need to get to those Roberts Tire Center halftime stats. So very unofficial stats. We'll start with Burlington, as we always do. Gabe Robinson, 1 for 3 in the first half for no yards. That was a yardless completion to Solomon Cordero.
Little out route that went nowhere.
So 1 for 1 for no yards. The Greyhounds have run for 81 yards on 26 carries, led so far by Caden Schizel, 9 carries for 32 yards. Robinson, 5 for 28. Dimitri Donald, 5 carries for 12 yards. Rafe Butheris, 3 carries for 5 yards. And Cam Horn, 4 for 4. So 26 carries, 81 yards. That is all the total offense for the Greyhounds. 4 penalties for Burlington tonight for 40 yards. They have 0 points, 81 yards of total offense. For North Scott, Kyler Girardi, as we expected, very accurate. Always seems to find the open receiver. Make that 7 for 7. 141 yards and a touchdown. Girardi also has 42 yards on the ground on 5 carries and a pair of touchdowns. Leading the way on the ground, though, is Gerard Lee. 9 carries, 82 yards, yes, 2 touchdowns.
Receiving-wise, Cash Bell has 3 catches for 67 yards. Carson Lage has 2 catches for 31 yards. Hunter Fox, 1 for 26. And Colin Albrecht, 1 for 17. A total of 265 yards of total offense. And the Lancers lead 34 to nothing. And we'll get to some scores here in a few minutes. But quite honestly, John Flaherty, the outcome that I think we all kind of dreaded on the way up has kind of come to pass here in the first half, and that Burlington just hasn't found a way to stay competitive tonight with North Scott, which has been the history of this series for the past 25 years.
And, you know, I know you hate this about me, but I'm always looking for the silver lining in this thing. Outside of really the Dimitri Donald personal foul on the sideline, we haven't done anything wrong. We haven't fumbled. We haven't, you know, totally miscued everything. This is just a better team right now, and they have more guys. And the tough thing about going into the second half as the Lancers will get the ball when they score, and presumably they will because they have scored every time they've touched the ball tonight, we don't have a lot of pieces to put in to rest our guys who've been going hard at it for the entire game. And so Jim Krekel right now is just really talking to his guys about, one, keep your head up, keep your cool, number two, and three, we've just got to find a way to execute. I'm sure they've got some other things that they're going to try originally, but if it does get to a running clock, they're just going to settle in and try to get some other guys in and get some reps in, try to get them some varsity game experience as the clock runs so that they have something to build on for the weeks to come, because looming down the future is Cedar Rapids Xavier. And so you've got to find some answers there, but right now it's about taking care of business as best you can right here. And those four things he's telling them have absolutely got to play in. You've got to be able to circle the wagons and play together and not just say, okay, we're going to chalk this up for a loss and not give effort, because I'm going to tell you what, they'll replace some guys over on the other side in the red jerseys, and those guys are going to be hungry for some film time as well because they want to get on the field. They're just like anybody else who goes to practice, and that's where I get concerned about a possible injury is when guys are like, I'm going to be slowing it down about half speed, and they're going to be putting in some kids that are going to be going at 100 miles an hour. So we need to absolutely be ready for just continued physical play for the next 24 minutes.
Yeah, 12.6 yards per play in the first half. North Scott only ran 21 plays, but has 260-some yards of offense. It's just an incredibly efficient performance so far.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, it's great execution by the Lancers. It is, we are back to what we talked about when I was walking the sidelines. It is an apples to oranges type of thing. You know, our kids are playing hard. They're doing the best they can. But, you know, we talked about it midway through the quarter. Our front line on both sides of the ball, nobody stands over 6 foot two. 60% of their guys are 6'2 or taller. And then you start talking about weights and all of that. It is just a mismatch. And so you got to try to do the best you can with what you have and understand that there will be a tomorrow.
You know, I wonder as I sit here and I'm, you know, I'm listening to you talk, if, you know, the way classifications are set up, it's based upon bed counts.
Yep.
9 to 11. So all that means is that the number of beds in classes 9 through 11 at Burlington High School puts them in a position to where they are, quote unquote, a 4A school.
Right.
But we know that for the past 10, 15 years, there's been a challenge in getting participation in football at Burlington.
Yeah.
Would it almost be wiser, and I mean, you have to rely on schools to be honest and to list everybody who's playing, but would it not be wiser to consider doing it from a participation perspective and do it like a, you know, it wouldn't be something you could start next year because you got to accumulate some data. But let's say your target date is 2030. We're going to take the next 7 seasons worth of data and evaluate what programs have this number of kids that are participating every year in football, grades 9 to 11 or varsity level or whatever it is. Because, I mean, we've seen it every year as a lower level, bigger class school. We just don't have the numbers to stack up, and the numbers we do have are undersized as compared to some of these other factories up here.
Right.
We saw it at Iowa City West. We saw it at Bettendorf. We saw it at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. We saw it at Iowa City High at various times.
We've seen it at Washington.
We saw it at Iowa City Liberty last year.
Right.
You know, would that be a more reasonable comparison?
Let me throw out another alternative to go into the world of soccer. And, of course, you know who I've talked to about this. One of your favorite people in the world that's related to me is Joe Flaherty.
Oh, yeah.
Joe talks about treating high school football and high school sports like professional soccer.
Relegation.
And that you have different levels. Mm-hmm. And so to be competitive, you have the championship of the elite levels. Mm-hmm. And then you have this level, like we try to do with class. But now we talk about what Joe and I talk about is we talk about live populations. And unfortunately, we use the word dead populations. And what we're talking about is the number of participants that play within the beds number. And that's what you're talking mm-hmm. about in terms of trying to gather data. Really, what would be more efficient for us, I think, within the state would be for us to take a look at the breadth of the success and lack of success by all of the high school teams by population. So you can go by class, but in class 4A, we have just like you do in travel baseball, you have like a gold level and then a bronze level and a silver level. So why not do that here? So now we get into a more exciting, more competitive situation, because as much as we're struggling and as much as people might on the other side might think that, you know, North Scott is just loving life, they're really not, because they want to be competitive and get better all the time as well. And you and I both know that if you're constantly pounding on your little brother, you're not really getting better. And so when you get into the playoffs, you're not really as fully prepared. And it again, you know, I know you get a little frustrated, but North Scott hasn't done anything flashy. There's not been double reverse. There's not been anything. And we get mad. Well, let me finish.
Yeah.
But we get mad because part of their offensive game plan is to throw the ball. We see this in major college football. We see guys, you know, that they throw the ball all over the field, so they're going to continue to carry out their game plan while we're sitting here going, you know, do you really need to do that when you're up by 4 or 5 scores? And, I mean, that's just a hard question all the time to answer, because you're talking about, and I know where part of you're going, is you want to have some respect for the game itself and not to let things go out of hand. And I'm going to tell you that if and when this thing gets to a running clock, they're going to slow this thing down. They're gonna try to, you know, not snap at such a rate where they just are inconceivable, and they'll get guys in. So, it's a tough deal for us on this side for sure.
And people are gonna probably sit there and listen to me and go, "Oh, he's just whining." If you don't like it, beat him. If you don't like him, get better.
And well, there's truth in that.
There is truth in that, except in high school sports, you don't recruit most of the time. But in Burlington, I mean, you don't recruit kids. You recruit from within to try and come out and play, but you don't actively go out and find players that are going to make your program better like you can in college, like you can in the NFL.
And
you play the hand you're dealt.
And Division I plays Division I. I've not seen Iowa say, you know what, Central College, why don't you come on over and we're going to play. Hey, William Penn, we're going to let you come and play at Iowa State. And it's not that those kids don't try any harder at Central or William Penn or anywhere else. And it's not like our Greyhounds aren't trying as hard as the Lancers. That's not, ladies and gentlemen, that's not at all what we're talking about. We're talking about being competitive on both sides and not putting yourself in a mental state.
Even with the loss, I'd rather see 15-12 than 42-7 like last week.
Right.
I mean, that realistic terms, if you're trying to increase participation, for example, this doesn't do anything for a team like Burlington. This doesn't do anything for what's that game? Who's Winfield playing tonight?
Well,
it's a 48 or
English Valley.
English Valley's down 62. Well, okay, Mount Vernon beating Mount Pleasant 62.
Think about where Mount Pleasant was in the past.
Yeah,
I mean they were constantly in the hunt of things. You know, so obviously things have happened within that community. It is not just, you know, when you and I have sat here for too many times on a microphone and headphones to talk about, it's not just coaching. and it's not just players. Yeah. It is, there's a whole big thing you need to look at, and we want to make the high school experience for everybody good. And this is where we've gotten, crazed out about our kids need to get a scholarship. So we're going to move our kids just over to this side of the district, or we're going to get some more reps and we're going to move over. And that just flips you off because you're not saying we recruit.
We got to take a time out before the halftime show is over. Let's step away for 1 minute. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half kickoff. You've been listening to the Case Mine Community Credit Union halftime show. Grounds and Lancers second half action coming up next on KBUR.
Roberts Tire Center, your local tire and auto repair service experts in Burlington, offer area customers the latest in tires at the best prices. And the Robert Tires team proudly provides all their customers professional service and superior results. Their passion for a better tire buying experience helped them become the company they are today. Roberts Tire Center, your number one provider for tires and auto repair services for 43 years in Burlington and Southeast Iowa. Proud sponsor of local high school and college sports all season long.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
This is BHS football on KBUR. Time to take it back to the field for the second half.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
With all the action, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
With all my pontificating at halftime during the Case Mine Community Credit Union halftime show, we didn't get to any scores. Highland being shut out at home in the fourth quarter against Columbus, 48-0. Winfield Mount Union, as expected, all over English Valleys, 46-0 just before halftime. Davenport Assumption leads Fort Madison in Davenport, 24-0 at the half. Oskaloosa, Clear Creek Manor tied at 7 in the second. Solon shutting out Grinnell, 14-0 at the half. Keokuk shutting out Washington, 21-0 in the second. And Mount Vernon, 62. Mount Pleasant, nothing at the half.
A nail biter. Kind of like what we were talking about at halftime.
Would you say 36-12 West Burlington trailing?
Yes.
Minneapolis?
At the half.
We're back underway. As North Scott going to take its kickoff from...
You want to know who was kicking?
Humphreys.
So
From Porter Humphrey, taken out across the 36. I don't have my binoculars, so I didn't see who that was. I'm going to guess it was, say, number 5, Brent Morgan. I'm not sure.
Well, I didn't see it. I was watching Mike Azog fight his way through the blocks and make the tackle for the Greyhounds. So Lancers get the ball on their own 36-yard line here to start the third quarter. Everybody, in terms of starting lineups on both sides of the ball, are back on the field to start this half.
First down and 10 at the 36-yard line. Got ahead of myself. 36-yard line. First play of the second half. North Scott 34, Burlington nothing. Girardi gets the snap. Gives it to Lee. And Lee's going to hit at the line of scrimmage and twist it down. No gain on the play. It'll be second and long.
Ray Putheris along with Caden Schizzle on the stop for the Greyhounds. Nice job of stepping into the gap. And brings up a second and 9 for the Lancers. And you notice the pace is already different.
Trips to the right side for North Scott. Second down and 9 at the 37. Girardi clapped his hands. Defensive end on the left side almost jumped. He got back, though. Did not violate the neutral zone. Girardi fakes it to Lee. He'll throw right side in the flat. He's got a man. And that man is he who caught a couple of passes in the first half, Cash Bowe. But this time he stood up after a gain of just 3 up to the 40. It'll be third down and 6.
I mean, great tackle by Darius Sheely right there. But it kind of looked like a little bit of a middle school confrontation between the ball carrier. I mean, they just all kind of hugged each other and fell down the receiver.
A little dancing.
Yeah.
Third down and 6 from the 40. North Scott's first possession of the second half, leading 34-0. Now here's a give around the left side, now cutting it back up between the hashes and coming inside the 40, 35-30, 25-20, 15, sprint to the end zone, 10-5, backs into the end zone, and that is number 29, Robert Palmer. He runs it in from 54 yards. No, by 59 yards.
Just outran Buxton Carlson, who had the angle on him.
And, the end zone, John, was simply irresistible for Robert Palmer.
Yeah, he good reference there, Scott. I appreciate that.
You get it?
Did get it.
He had quite the power supply. And to try the extra point, Chase Smith for the sixth time tonight. Everything is good yet again. 10:25 remaining now in the third. And it's 41-0. When we come back, it'll be a continuous clock. Grounds get their first opportunity here in the second half. Coming up on the other side of this, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Mitchell Arms and Outdoors is your number one location for all your outdoor needs. They carry a full line of firearms, hunting and fishing inventory for your next outdoor adventure, including a large selection of fishing gear, bait, ammunition, knives, and other accessories. Come see Mitchell Arms and Outdoors today, located at 3001 Sylvania Drive, behind American Car Mart off Roosevelt Avenue. Or go to MitchellArms.com for help on what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
Some like it hot like the bulbs on the scoreboard. 41-0. North Scott now on top of the Greyhounds. And we're back underway as Chase Smith boots it deep, and it'll hit and bounce out of bounds. And the grounds once again will start this drive for the second time tonight, thanks to a Chase Smith out-of-bounds kickoff at their own 35-yard line.
And Cam Horn did a nice job of trying to get to that ball, and then I got a little nervous because it hit the ground, and it kind of flailed his legs away, and I thought, oh, no, please don't let that hit him before it steps out of bounds. So, but we caught the break, and we get the ball on the 35, and here's a chance for us to do some things. The Lancers have begun the substitution process, especially up front, some new numbers that are in there.
First down and 10 at the 35. Cam Horn, no, that's Caden Shizzle at tailback. Single set back behind Gabe Robinson. Snap. Robinson going to turn and give it to Shizzle right up the gut, and his power station takes it up to about the 37.
You're going to be stuck on the power station, aren't you? You are just loving yourself on that.
Feel the heat.
So a new number 21, Will Schneckloff on the tackle for the Lancers, the 6'2", 180-pound junior linebacker.
There need to be more high school football players with rock names. Like, I need Tackle by Freddie Mercury. Okay, or there's a touchdown by David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Robert Palmer is just the start.
Okay.
Second down and 8 after the gain of 2. Give to Shizzle again, trying to get the left side. Gets the corner momentarily and then strung out and dropped after no gain. Once again at the 37, it'll be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, just man, great job. Another new number 11, Tristan Moore. 5'10", 160-pound senior defensive back coming up on the outside, forcing the edge.
And now Jim Kruckel is getting lectured about something by the sideline official. See, the side judge or the line judge?
I'd be the side judge.
Side judge on the visitor's sideline. Had no idea what he was talking to Coach Kruckel about.
I think it's the spot of the ball, because I thought, I'm with Coach Crack here, I thought we were moving the ball forward a little bit farther. I thought it was closer to 38, 39, but we've got this thing spotted at the 37.
So we third down and 8, clock ticking at 9:12, remaining here in the third quarter. 41-0, North Scott on top. I formation, Shizzle dots the I. Plant and go by Robinson, but I think the turf might be getting a little dewy out there. Seemed to slip a little bit and fall down, no gain.
Trying to run that fullback, the quarterback counter, and just Nick Carter tried to make the pull, and just got to get there. Yeah, there you go. There's your another 80s icon singer. Tried to make the pull and just kind of slipped in there.
Don't take any back streets, boys.
I got you.
I'm trying.
I'm telling you, we rode up here with your son, and and jokes were trying to be made, and it just has not happened yet tonight. But I'm still holding out.
Well, dad jokes galore. Colton Voss back to catch the punt from Cam Horn at his own 27. Gets the near side, 35-40. And the side judge throws it higher than he does far. He saw something and said, rainbow. Coolish.
I think Kyle Peterson and Scott Lomba are going to come out onto the field and help the side judge. I think he blew.
He did not get it as far as he wanted. He threw it to the 37. He said, nope, that penalty was at the 35.
Mine had a labrum tear. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get into the scores that are like this, we will like watching the officials as well. And he really did. He stepped into that throw, and he threw it as high as he could to let that thing arc, 15 yards down the field, which is amazing. You can see it from that far away.
Illegal block in the back. So a 10-yard penalty, the third of the night for 35 yards. On North Scott, takes it back to the 25-yard line. So they'll start this drive. First and 10 at their own 25 with 8:06 remaining here in the third quarter. First down and 10, Kyler Girardi still in at quarterback. Claps his hand, turns, gives it to Palmer. Palmer off the right side, and he runs hard. Robert Palmer, he does have a power station. He's well-built. 11 yards up across the 35 to the 36. And he hits the hole hard. Lee's impressive. He's kind of a bowling ball type of runner there where he'll bounce off a contact.
Palmer's
just
a slasher.
Hits a hole and goes.
Yeah. And again, Darius Shealy showing me some things here, playing from the tight corner position here. Stands his ground and takes on just a really hard running running back. Nice tackle.
First down at the 36 for North Scott. 7.5 minutes remain. No, it's a new quarterback. I apologize. It's a new quarterback in the game, and undershooting is a receiver was Chase Smith. That is the first incompletion of the night for the Lancers at quarterback, as Kyler Girardi was 8 for 8 for 144 yards and a touchdown. So Chase Smith comes in, throws once, and immediately blows that perfection up.
And I'm sure he'll be running extra tomorrow morning as they look at film. Now, is Kyler going to be playing wide receiver? Is that how we mix things up here?
Second and 10 from the 36. Smith sends a man in motion left to right. Gets the snap. Hands it to Palmer coming near side. Palmer 40, 45. Flag on the edge. We'll see if that goes against North Scott or Burlington for looking at him cross-eyed.
John Phillips on the nice tackle for the Greyhounds coming in from the inside out.
Holding.
And, again, they are keeping the entire starting offensive front is still in the ballgame, and I think they'll probably go one more series with these guys. But I think it's big old number 65 for the Lancers, Matt Cunningham, 6'5". I've already mentioned him, 6'5", 250. I think he's trying to block two guys by himself and just grabbing and just kind of throwing him down.
Take it back to the 26. It'll be second down and 20 as they'll replay the down. Halfway through quarter number 3. Smith looking over the defense, sends a man in motion from right to left. Smith going to throw on second and long. Steps up into the pocket, now flushed out, rolls right, running toward the sideline, throws on the run, nice pitch and catch. But I think they're going to say he was out of bounds, or did he make the catch and then step out of bounds?
He was on his knee when he made the catch.
That's so a gain of 10. Completion to Will Schneckloff. And, first catch of the year.
Yeah, good job by John Phillips to come back and make that tackle. Again, this plays right into the strength of the Lancers. They do such a good job of rolling out and causing your linebackers and D-backs to be in the dilemma, because if you try to close on him, he's just going to do what he did, just throw a little dump off on a stick route. And if you stay back, he's going to take off and run.
That was a gain of 19. I misspoke. 19 yards. Be third down, less than a yard. Trips to the left side. Now he sends one man in motion, left to right, and Schneckloff. Smith fakes it to Palmer, keeps it around the right side, midfield, 45-40. He's going to waltz into the end zone. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 55-yard touchdown run for Chase Smith.
Just one of those great reads. Defensive end is a new player for the Greyhounds. Came in, was going to take the ball carrier and the quarterback, and he just needed to stay home. And Chase Smith takes it to the house.
So Smith with a 55-yard touchdown run, 4:35 remaining in the third quarter, and he'll stay in to try the extra point. Snap is a little high, but pulled down. Spot is good. Kick is good. 4.5 remaining. Third quarter. 48-0 North Scott. Back in 1 minute.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Jimbo here from the Drake Restaurant, home of the wood-fired grill. Our burgers, chicken, fish, and steaks kissed by flaming smoke. Our barbecue ribs, brisket, and burn-ins are slow-smoked with hickory. We have happy hour every day. Have a special event coming up? Banquet rooms for 10 to 200 people and never a room charge. Bring your friends and family to the Drake Restaurant for a very special treat.
Nothing. Your score. North Scott on top of Burlington with 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Now the Grounds will have a chance to get the football again. A new kicker into the ball game, Garrig Kirst. Going to kick it away to an awaiting Cam Horn back at his own 5. Oh. Kirst with a nice kick. That's actually Donald at the 7 on the run. 15, 20, 25 up the far hash. Leaps and is brought down at about the 28, 29-yard line. That's the Grounds to start this drive. First down and 10, now trailing 48-0.
Brent Morgan with a stop and Lancers. Good to see our guys still running hard. That was a great return by Donald, just going out at full speed, trying to do what he can do to get some action going for the Greyhounds. And see, here's the situation, Scott. You know, when we're in this kind of a running clock, Adam Glasgow and Charlie Walsh don't have guys to replace our front running guys. Just not enough of those guys. Now you'll see probably some new backs running in here, and maybe a whole new backfield.
So first down and 10 from the 30. Gabe Robinson still at quarterback. Dimitri Donald, the tailback now, by himself in the backfield. They're going to give it to Donald. Try to follow his blockers around the left side, and couple of right side defensive linemen crashed and was able to stop Donald for a loss of 1 back to the 29. First, yeah. I will say this, the first negative yardage play for the Greyhounds tonight.
Yeah, and you know, these are some backup guys here for the Lancers, and I told you, Scott, they're going to be playing hard. They want to get on film and show their coaching staff that they deserve to get some time during the heat of the moment. So just a great opportunity, and great opportunity for some of our guys to get out and get some things done.
Buxton Carlson and Adrian Perez-Hall bring the play in, replacing Rafe Butheris, or Perez-Hall just came out.
Cole Lair.
Apologies, Cole Lair.
Yeah.
Now, Burlington. Whistle on the field, and Burlington's going to take a timeout as evidently the play clock had gotten down close to 0, so he wants a minute. We'll take half that. 48-0. Grounds have a 2nd and 9 when we come back. You're listening to Greyhound Football on KBUR.
As the chief buffet officer here at Pizza Ranch, I get all kinds of buffet questions. Here's one from Cole.
Is there a real cactus in your cactus bread?
Great question, Cole. No, there is no cactus in our cactus bread, just sweet cinnamony streusel. It's on our buffet every day, along with pizza, chicken, ice cream, and all your other favorites. Even better, at least for your parents, kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't worry, Cole, there's no coal in our coleslaw either.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Do you really have cactus in your cactus salad, John?
Cacti salad.
Is there any
there's
coal in
cactus.
The coleslaw?
There could be.
That commercial. I don't know what to think.
I'm
corny. And then you hear a commercial where a little boy thinks maybe there's some of him in the slaw.
Could be.
I am corny. I probably wrote it. I could have written something like that.
You have written many of them.
Just haven't made it to air yet.
No. Which we're very thankful for.
Second down and 11 at the 29-yard line. I formation set. Robinson turns and gives it to Donald. Donald up across the 30 to the 32, a gain of three.
Blake Hahn for the Lancers, 6'4", 295-pound backup defensive lineman. How'd you like to have a 6'4", 295-pound backup?
Be nice.
Just got a guy we just throw in there from time to time.
He decided he wanted to play football. He's never played football before. Thought he was a good-sized human being and had him come out. So gain of four officially for Donald. It'll be third down and seven at the Greyhound 33. 2 minutes remaining in the third. Robinson checks over the defense. Gets the snap. Fakes it to Donald. Will keep it. Trying to get around the left side. There's a hold. Zuriel Garrett. Got caught for the hold, and now another flag coming out, thrown by the same official. Maybe that's a late hit.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be on the Lancers, it's going to be on number 20, Zach Powell, or number 14, Bo Morgan. So, but this is going to be offsetting penalties, because unless they're going to call the one on the sideline a dead ball. So, or sideline, could it be a sideline warning?
Don't even. Holding Burlington, dead ball, personal foul, nor Scott. So they're going to enforce both penalties, right?
10-10, first and 10.
Would it be 10-15?
Yeah, 15, sorry.
Be close to the first down. That's not an automatic first down, is it?
I thought it was.
So 15, personal foul.
Boy, he takes a lot of big steps. Seriously, watch
so
this.
It started at the 35. They're going to walk off 12 yards. And now they're going to walk it back 15. So started at the 35. That's where the flag was thrown. Should have taken it 10. Walk off 15. It started out 5. Okay.
Well,
so a 12-yard holding penalty on the Greyhounds. A 15-yard personal foul penalty will bring up a third down and one at the 39. But not before we start the fourth quarter. As the clock kept running during all of that. And we will go to quarter number four. Put those four fingers in the air. 36 in the books, 12 to go. Burlington trailing 48 to nothing. Looking to try and find a way to put something on the scoreboard before this is all said and done. It'll be third and one. From the Greyhound 39 when we come back to start the fourth on KBUR.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track.
Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Third down and one from the ground, 39 to start the fourth quarter. Gabe Robinson on a keeper just right up the gut, still on his feet. Finally brought down after a gain of six. All he did was pull kids with him up to the 45-yard line. Just good hard running despite the score by quarterback Gabe Robinson.
You know what? You give Gabe a lot of credit. He comes in at a buck 60, and he plays like a 190-pounder. I mean, he takes hits and he delivers hits. So, you know, as a senior, when you're staring down the score, it could be very easy to put your hand up and say, take me out, coach. There's a couple other quarterbacks, but he's in there still banging away for the Greyhounds.
First down and 10 from the ground, 45. Robinson turns and gives it to Horn. Horn trying to get the right side, got one up to the 46. You know, that song would have been very different had it had those words in it.
Sure.
Take me out, coach. I don't want to play.
Cole Johnson, I'm moving right on. You are just locked in into a music world. Cole Johnson, the 6 foot, 165-pound junior on the tackle. Hey, it's still our guys battling out there.
It is.
Got to hang in there.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
That's fine. I'm not crying. I think our kids are banging away pretty hard. You can't. You got to let your score go and go by play here.
All right. Second down and nine at the 46. Give to the first man through, and I want to say that's Donald, but I'm not sure. Kind of looked like Dimitri. He was a full, but no, that's Cole Lair. God, shadows. Kind of obscured numbers I couldn't see. So that's Cole Lair with a gain up into Norscott territory to the 49, a gain of six. Yeah.
Again, good push by a lot of the guys. Keep fighting until the end of the whistle. Just gotta keep working on your game. Get better at your skill.
So Lair still a fullback in front of Horn behind Robinson. Third down and four. Here's Lair again. Cole Lair just forcing his way forward inside the 45 to the 44. Gain of five. That's a chain mover for Cole Lair and the Greyhounds.
Yep. You know, and see some good sportsmanship, guys helping guys up, doing that. Those guys in the middle really have been banging out all night long.
First down and 10, just inside the 45-yard line.
Coach Kreckel doing a little bit of instruction here for Gabe, talking about where we want guys to be and what to do.
Play clock at 13, game clock just over 9 minutes remaining in this one. I formation set, play clock now at 5. Fake, Robinson will keep it. I don't know if he meant to fake it.
No, it's quarterback counter.
Was it just an RPO?
No, it's a quarterback counter.
Oh, you think that was designed?
Yeah. They had.
He didn't see something and then decided to reverse field.
No, they had Nick Carter on the pole, or maybe it was Renard Woods who was pulling, and dove the fullback Lair to the left, and he came back right. So just a score to report out of West Burlington if you're not watching it anywhere. Meepo up big on the Falcons, 50-12, as they start the fourth quarter, running clock there as well.
Gain of two for Robinson, second down and eight at the 42. Mason Boyer now in the game at tailback. Turn and give to Boyer. Takes it off the left side and dropped it to 40, a gain of two for Boyer. It'll be third down and six. Greyhounds go over 100 yards rushing on the night. 106 yards now on 37 carries. Tough part about that, that's only 2.9 per carry.
No, and you know, you're starting to hear the chirp from the crowd about throwing the ball and stuff. At this point in the game, you just got you got some new guys in there, and you got Mason trying to get some touches. Okay, David Robin trying to work some stuff at wing. Stay with what the game plan is.
Gabe Robinson turns, gives it to Boyer. He's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. They're actually going to give him back to the 40, so no gain on the play officially. It'll be fourth down and six. And I would guess you'd go for it.
Well, of course. So Scott, here's another replacement player for the Lancers, Jeremiah Ford. 6 foot, 250 pounds. Just got this other guy to throw in here. You know.
They grow them on trees up here. They seem to anyway.
The water and the soil is good up in Eldridge, Iowa, for sure.
So fourth down and six, just outside the 40. High formation set with Robinson, the fullback. Fake to Boyer. Gabe Robinson rolls left, has a man in the flat, but undershot him. I was going to say, I thought that looked like Solomon, but it was tough to tell until he got up. Undershot Solomon Cordero. And Robinson now 1 for 4 on the night. And that'll turn it over on downs to North Scott at the Lancer 40.
But, you know, again, number 14 of the Lancers, Bo Morgan, right in his grill, stayed home, played for the bootleg, and he did a nice job of getting rid of the ball as best as he could.
So North Scott with 413 yards of offense.
Definitely some new numbers in there, Scott. Mason Boyer goes to the safety. John Phillips goes to the free safety on the far side. Get some more numbers here for you in a second.
Chase Smith still at quarterback, first and 10 from the 40. Throws it in the flat right side. He's got a man, evades one tackler, still on his feet. Burlington territory, 45-40, run out of bounds, and that is Regan Maher.
Max Hartman chasing him down to get him out of bounds.
Gain of 19 on the play for Maher.
Porter Humphrey in at the middle linebacker spot for the Greyhounds. Dave Robinson, I talked about as the linebacker.
So first down and 10 now as North Scott gets it into Burlington territory at the ground 41. 5.5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Play clock down to 10. Palmer, their single set back behind Smith. Play clock at 1. I don't know what happened. I mean, that was confusing to me because the umpire stood at the football until there was 2 seconds left on the play clock. And then he stepped away, and now they blow the play dead.
I think Coach Tippett was trying to get them to move the play clock back up as the ball wasn't set for play. There's just a discussion on that far side. And Coach Tippett may have spent a timeout to try to get some things. He's got some guys in here that are trying to get some reps here and get some personnel stuff going as well.
So after all that, nothing is changed. So still first down and 10 at the 41.
Isaiah Sterling checks in as a defense back on the far side of the field for the Greyhounds.
Still discussion between the referee of the crew and Coach Tippett on the far side. So now the referee comes and puts his whistle in his mouth and does the ready for play. First and 10 from the ground, 41. Smith claps his hands, turns, gives it to Palmer, and read well on the far side by Cole Lair, who dropped him for a loss. Back to the 45?
I thought you were going to use your favorite word there.
What?
With authority.
With authority. Well, he did kind of suplex him.
He did.
Threw him down. We're going to call it a loss of 6. All the way back outside the 45. So it'll be second down and 16 now as we go under 5 minutes remaining. Smith sends two left, two right. Gives it to Palmer. He sold me on the fake, and he runs out of bounds on the far side. I think he got those 6 back plus 1, so called a gain of 7 to the 39.
Sterling and Adrian Perez-Hall along with Porter Humphrey on the push out of bounds, kind of had him gathered all up.
So third down and 9, ball resting just outside the 40-yard line. Play clock at 15. North Scott in no hurry at this point in time. Chase Smith sends 3 to the left. Pulls it out. He'll throw without even taking a step. Good strong arm for Chase Smith. He's got 5 up to the 35. Catch by Carter Hoyt.
Darius Shealy has made 4 solid tackles tonight. And if he had 5, we wouldn't be at 48. So, he's done a nice job stepping in and playing this corner position for the Greyhounds. So this may gather him a little bit more time next week as we get a little home cooking.
The Greyhounds return home next week for Clear Creek and Mana, who was tied with Oskaloosa at 7-7. CCA still looking for its first victory of the season. Fourth down and 5 at the 35-yard line. Chase Smith looking things over. Gives it to Robert Palmer. He's got the first down. He's got more as he's upended at the 25, a gain of 10.
Mason Boyer, as he tried to jump over Mason, he got a hold of his shoe and threw him down. Got Mason a little excited about the tackle. Gets his name in the stat book for tonight.
.343 yards of offense tonight. Just a dominant performance for North Scott. First down coming from the ground, 25, and Palmer took the play fake. Burlington got pressure up the middle from 3 white shirts, Cordero, Lair, and I didn't see who the third one was.
Porter.
Porter Humphrey comes through. Palmer had it in his belly, but it was pulled out by Smith, and Smith is dropped for a loss of 5.
Just a well-timed stunt. Might as well sell the farm here in the A-gap.
So second down and 15 now at the 30 as we count down to 2 minutes remaining in the ballgame. 48-0, North Scott on top. It's been continuous clock since midway through the third quarter.
Preston Thornton checks in for the Greyhounds as an inside linebacker here.
Smith gives it to Palmer, sweeping around the right side. Stiff arm like Walter, and he's finally going to be strung out and run out of bounds after a pickup of 1, maybe 2. Looks like they give him the 28. It's called a gain of 2.
Sterling, Phillips, Porter Humphrey, Adrian Perez Hall kind of got in all on a piece of that, along with DJ Morgan for the Greyhounds. Probably got about 2 more plays here, Scott.
Couple of plays left. Yep. So the Greyhounds will drop to 2-3, 0-1 in the district. North Scott will get back on the winning track. They'll be 4-1 overall, 1-0 in the district as they head, I think, to Cedar Rapids Xavier next week. Final minute of play. Chase Smith checking out the defense on third down and 13. Gives it to Palmer right up the gut. Spins out of 1 tackle. Stays on his feet as he sidesteps a couple of more inside the 25. Down to about the 21. A gain of 12. Or no, sorry. A gain of 7.
David Robinson on the tackle for the Greyhounds. And Scott, as by the time they get that marked in, I think that ought to do it for tonight. You know, as the score doesn't indicate, got to see some things out of some kids who didn't play a whole lot in the last couple weeks. So that's a good positive to take. And you got to get back to the drawing board, get people healthy, and you got a chance next week against Clear Creek and Mana to put yourself back on the winning ways as you head into homecoming week.
So the Greyhounds come to North Scott just as we feared. North Scott controlled from the get-go. Got Burlington to punt on its first drive of the night, then scored again. It was 34-0 at halftime. Your final score is North Scott 48, Burlington nothing. And as you said, it'll be a week's worth of regrouping this coming week as the Grounds head back home for some home cooking for the next 2 weeks. But this will be a tough one to swallow. 48-0, your final score. Let's step away for 2 minutes. We come back. We'll start the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show right here on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or is it something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington, where orthopedic providers will evaluate your injured athlete. No appointments, just answers. Open 8 to 9 a.m. during the fall sports season. Athletes must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and don't forget your insurance card. Right place, right care, right here.
I love fall. The tree starts to turn color and the mornings are brisk. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Fall is a great time to plant trees and shrubs, so Ritter's is having a sale. We have two sizes of golden raindrop crab apples that have beautiful white flowers in spring and yellow fruit in the fall and winter. Now 50% off. Number 15, New Harmony Elms, a perfect street tree that is resistant to Dutch elm disease. Now 20% off. Canada Red Cherry is a gorgeous and unique tree whose leaves emerge bright green, then turn to a beautiful dark burgundy as they age. Very cool when the second flush of green comes on the tips. Now 25% off. Ritter's have two sizes of Black Hill Spruce, perfect for windbreak or standalone tree. Also 25% off. We also have Sunburst Locust in a number 7 pot. The leaves emerge bright yellow before fading to a green. Now 50% off. These are only a few of the trees that will make you say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
48-0, your final score here at Lancer Stadium in Eldridge, where the Burlington Grounds fall to 2-3, drop their district opener to the number one, now number three ranked, North Scott Lancers. And John, this was unfortunately kind of more of the same in the recent history. When you look at Burlington and North Scott now, 7 in a row, matching the longest streak in the series for the Lancers. But 48 tonight, 46 last year, 42 the prior 2 years, 54 back in 2011. So not a ton of competitive games between these two teams in most recent history.
No, and again, not due to a lack of effort or poor coaching or even poor play calling. You know, we've kind of gone ad nauseum about what that is. And, you know, this is a good measuring stick. If you're looking to try to get somewhere and move yourself up a mountain, this is the program that you got to look at. And you've got to find a way to say, okay, how can we match up? And, you know, we can't coach height, but you can certainly coach weight, strength, speed, and those things. And I think our kids are a little stronger, are a little faster, but this is just one of those, it's a buzzsaw. And so you got to find a way. I just posted on the X, you know, it's just time to regroup. You know, you can say don't watch the film, but I would say absolutely, especially if you're a young Greyhound, watch the film. If you're mad because of the outcome, and my hope is you are, that you would take a look and see what's happening in terms of the point of impact and physical domination. That there are some things you can do to overcome that and get better. Does that mean you'll fully climb over the mountain? Probably, you know, probably not, just because of numbers and all the things we talked about at halftime. But, you know, being competitive is something that can happen even though you don't come out on the right side of the ledger.
Well, just total domination. This stat stands out when you have 42 plays and you average 2.5 yards. You're not going to win a lot of games.
No.
Compare that with a team that had 37 plays and averaged 9.4 yards.
Right.
That's virtually a first down every time they put a ball in play. North Scott just dominant on both sides of the football tonight. Every yard Burlington gained was tough and fought for, and North Scott's offense just able to navigate its way through the defense of Burlington pretty easily tonight. Gabe Robinson, 1 of 4, but that pass went for no yards. So 1-4 for no yards for Gabe Robinson. Rushing-wise, Robinson led the way with 8 carries, 36 yards. Shizzle added 11 carries for 34. Demetri Donald, 7 carries for 15. Colaire, 2 carries for 9. Rafe Butheris, 3 for 5. And Mason Boyer, 2 for 2. 38 carries for the Greyhounds tonight, 106 yards, just 2.8 yards per carry on the ground. 106 yards of total offense for the Greyhounds. For North Scott, Kyler Girardi perfect on the night. 9 for 9, 154 yards, and a touchdown. Chase Smith was 2 for 3 for 24. So between them, 11 for 12 for 178 yards through the air for North Scott. On the ground, leading the way was Robert Palmer, who actually didn't play until the second half. 7 carries, 90 yards, and a touchdown. That average obviously helped by a 59-yard touchdown run the first time he touched the football. Gerard Lee, 10 carries, 83 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Chase Smith, 2 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. Girardi, 5 carries, 42 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So Kyler Girardi, 196 yards of total offense tonight. Colton Voss, 1 carry for 19. As a team, 25 carries, 284 yards for North Scott. Receiving, Carson Lage had 2 catches for 31 yards and a touchdown. Cash Bow, 70 yards. Colin Albrecht, 1 catch for 17 yards. Hunter Fox, 1 for 26. Will Schneckloth, 1 for 19. Regan Maher, 1 for 19. And Carter Hoyt, 1 for 5. 11 catches, 178 yards through the air for North Scott tonight. Again, total offense, 174 plus 284. That is 458 yards of offense for North Scott. Neither team's really penalized in the second half. Burlington finishes with 5 penalties for 52 yards. For North Scott, 5 penalties as well for 60 yards. Scoring got started midway in the first quarter with 7:27 remaining in quarter number one. It took all of 53 seconds to go 70 yards in 3 plays, culminated by Gerard Lee 9-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0. Then on the next drive, after forcing a Burlington turnover on downs, Kyler Girardi took it in, the quarterback, from 8 yards out to make it 14-0. Girardi then scored again, this time from 23 yards out early in the second quarter to make it 21-0. Lee would add his second touchdown run, this time from 3 yards. The kick failed, however, and it was 27-0. One more score before halftime as Lage would make the catch from Girardi, 19-yard touchdown pass. The Smith kick would make it 34-0 at halftime. Robert Palmer then scored on his first carry of the night, a touchdown run of 59 yards to make it 41-0 before Chase Smith, now playing quarterback, would score from 55 yards out. His extra point would then make it the final score, which ended up at 48-0. North Scott now, as we said, 4-1 overall, rebounding from last week's defeat at the hands of Western Dubuque. They will go on the road next week to play Cedar Rapids Xavier, which ostensibly, John Flaherty, will be probably for the championship of this district if everything goes chalk the rest of the way.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you just got to get this taste out of your mouth. It's not fun in any way, shape, or form. And even though you're trying to find some silver linings, you've got to find a way to flush this and to get on to Clear Creek Amana. This does not define who you are in any way, shape, or form. It's just a result of an effort, and they just had more X's and O's than we did tonight. And so we've just got to get back up tomorrow morning, watch the film, see where we can go, check your health. A lot of guys sitting at the end of the game, so I'm a little curious to see how that goes and see where some of these other guys here who were not dressed, like I said from the beginning. We know that Mason McAllister is done for the year, but there's some other guys who did not get dressed tonight. We got to see where they're at, and we just got to get up and rolling. And we got a chance with Clear Creek Amana, who you said is on the verge of possibly winning their first
game. They were leading 20-7. I'm going to see if I can find a final at some point.
So you got a team that may have one victory underneath themselves when they come in next week, and they may expend all their energy with that victory. So there's an opportunity here to kind of right the ship as you come into the last half of the season.
So the Greyhounds will come home, as we said several times during this postgame show, to take on Clear Creek and Mana, and then Clinton in 2 weeks for homecoming. Let's take a timeout real quick. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show, 48-0, your final. North Scott knocks off Burlington. We're going to take you up to right close to the 10 o'clock hour, because then we're going to tell you to go ahead and turn over to our sister station, Fox Sports Radio AM 1360 or 104.5 on your FM dial for the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show. That can be heard each and every Friday night from 10 until 11:30. 48-0 North Scott. The postgame show rolls on. Back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or is it something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington, where orthopedic providers will evaluate your injured athlete. No appointments, just answers. Open 8 to 9 a.m. during the fall sports season. Athletes must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and don't forget your insurance card. Right place, right care, right here.
Attention, please. I have an important announcement. The world is not flat, but your cardboard for recycling should be. Hi, it's Darvin from Area Recyclers with an urgent request from our recycling crew. Please flatten your boxes for recycling. Doing so means those boxes will take up less room in your home or garage, and it allows for a safer and more efficient collection. Whether you recycle curbside or at one of our drop-off locations, please remember to flatten those boxes. Questions? Give us a call today. And thanks from your friends at Area Recyclers.
Summer vacation for your kiddos is coming to an end. What do they need this school year? What do you need? I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank. With approved financing from us, I can help you get what your family needs. Whether you need another car for your student to drive safely to and from school, new tech to use as a learning tool, or a whole new wardrobe for your kids who grew two sizes, together with your good credit, we can make it happen. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for the perfect gift the whole family will enjoy? Consider a new hot tub. Industrial Motors in Burlington offers two of the most well-known brands of spas on the market. They have both Marquee and Bullfrog spas in stock and ready to be delivered. Sizes ranging from an intimate 2 to 3 person spa to an impressive 10-seater for entertaining all your friends and family. Call or stop in today at Industrial Motors, 2515 Mount Pleasant Street in Burlington, to set up a time to see your spa options.
Back here at Lancer Stadium for the final time tonight as we wrap this one up in a nice little bow. John, it's that time of the night when we have to mention who tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game is.
Man, it's a tough one with a loss, because you just, there's nothing that pops out statistically that makes you go, yeah, that's the guy. And I know his one stat line is like, are you crazy? Why are you picking him? But I'm going to give it to Gabe Robinson. He's a guy who's hung in there as one of the few starters who remained in the game the entire time. And I could pick out, you know, Wyatt Messer. I could pick out probably Xavier Baker as another guy who stayed all the way through the game. But Gabe had handled the ball every play along with Wyatt, and really took some shots and still kind of delivered his own punches as he was running. So my player of the game is Gabe Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, there's not a ton to choose from statistically. I'll go with Gabe. You know, because you're right. He has to handle the football every play, ends up with 36 yards on the ground, and is your leading rusher for the game. Caden Shizzle probably could have been considered for it as well. 11 carries, 34 yards. But, again, he's not running the football nearly as much as he did early in the season or all of last year. And that's to kind of be, as you said, that scout, that shadow for whoever the quarterback is, especially a situation like this where Kyler Girardi is so effective with his legs, just like he is through the air.
Yep.
So, our Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game for both of us will be Gabe Robinson, your quarterback for the Burlington Greyhounds. Some scores to get to. Columbus shuts out Highland on the road tonight. The Wildcats improved to 3-2. by the score of 55-0. The last score we got at Winfield Mount Union was the Wolves 46-0, but that score was way back in the second quarter. Last score we got at Davenport Assumption, the Knights were shutting out Fort Madison at halftime 24-0. Last score, late third quarter, Clear Creek Amana looking for its first win of the year, leading Oskaloosa at home by the score of 28-7. A final from Davis County, where the Mid-Prairie Hawks knock off the Mustangs by the score of 42-7. Mid-Prairie now 2-3 on the campaign. Davis County drops to 2-3. Solon in the fourth quarter all over Grinnell by the score of 34-7. The Spartans looking to improve to 4-1 here on the season. Keokuk in a shocker. You know, this is a Washington team that made us look pedestrian in week two.
Yeah.
32-7. Then we turn around and beat Keokuk at home in week three. Well, the Chiefs at home tonight, all over Washington by the score of 40-0.
That is absolute bonkers. And that's why you play high school football, ladies and gentlemen, because you get stuff like that.
Mount Vernon ends up all over. I mean, just crushing Mount Pleasant. This was something we feared last week. Leaving Mount Vernon was coming off a loss this week. They're now 4-1, ranked number 10 in Class 3A. And again, these scores get away from high school teams so quickly. 76-14, your final in Mount Pleasant tonight. And another final, Mediapolis tonight gets on the winning track at Bill Nelson Field. West Burlington, unfortunately, now has lost 3 in a row. The Bulldogs 3-2, West Burlington 2-3 after a 50-18 Mediapolis victory.
Yeah, and like I said, we're off and running next week, and my mind's already thinking about Clear Creek Amana and the Clippers and how we can get back in the winning way.
Well, it'll be a tough one. Clear Creek Amana coming off, it looks like, their first victory of the campaign. We will be at home from Bracewell Stadium sometime between 7 and 7:30 next week for the Clippers and the Greyhounds. Once again, your final score tonight, Burlington falls to North Scott by the score of 48-0. Now some thank yous. John Flaherty, as always, thanks for joining me. Thanks for driving tonight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now I can sleep on the way home and keep you up with my snoring. Our thanks to Mark Garten back in the studio, doing a great job. 4 weeks solo now. It's like he's a veteran.
He is.
Would you pay attention?
I am.
Just for a few more minutes.
You're just.
Goodness gracious. Get off of X.
You didn't point.
Get off of X.
I'm trying to communicate with our listeners.
My thanks to all of you out there in listening land who listen each and every Friday night. If you can't be to the games, hopefully you're tuning us in or you're following along. And maybe we're talking while you're getting the huddle feed on the road or watching through our huddle feed through home games. We hope you come out to the stadium. Bring that transistor radio while you're sitting in the crowd like we used to do.
Yeah. And bring your cough, too, because that's always fun.
I had this happen to me last year. I don't know what's going on.
It might be a sign.
It's just this tickle, man.
It might be a sign.
A sign of what?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say. Our thanks to our sponsors. Listen up and listen closely. Click Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, Des Moines County Historical Society, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Diamond Vogel Paint, The Drake, Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Case My Community Credit Union, Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, Area Recyclers, Standard of Beaverdale, Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream, Edward D. Jones, John Hart Financial Advisor, All-Star Made Right Diner, Prawl Insurance, Wingstop, Industrial Motors, Tiffany Brockway Remax Real Estate Specialist, the Broadway Bar and Grill, and Worth Insurance Agency. Finally, a big thank you to my family, my wife Kelly, my son Ian, who's with me with his girlfriend Julie. You get some time on the air, Julie. Hey, you've been on these three road trips. Why not? And then also my little girl Aubrey, who's at home waiting for me to get home safely tonight. I am so sorry. Stop laughing at me, John. It's not fair. Don't forget, tune on over to AM 1360 and 104.5 FM on your radio dial. Fox Sports Radio, the Radio Iowa Scoreboard Show, begins here in about 7 minutes. 10 o'clock until 11:30. They go through all the scores all around the state each and every Friday night for that hour and a half after we get off the air. Once again, your final score, 48-0. North Scott knocks off Burlington. The Greyhounds return home next week to take on Clear Creek Amana. North Scott hits the road to take on the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Until next week at Bracewell Stadium, have a great week. Iowa, find a way to at least play well tomorrow night at Penn State, because I know darn well on Sunday my Bears are not going to do that against the Chiefs. So please, not three blowouts in a row. Please, please, please. Until next Friday, so long. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Prawl Insurance, Mitchell Arms, and Outdoors, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Wingstop, Tiffany Brockway Remax Real Estate Specialists, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the Wharf Insurance Agency, Standard of Beaverdale, the All-Star Maid Ride Diner, the Danville State Savings Bank, Industrial Motors, Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, the Des Moines County Historical Society, the Drake Restaurant, Matt Rinker's State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeisler's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Fox News, Democrat New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife Nadine have been indicted on federal bribery charges. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
The indictment alleges that Hannah, Uribe, and Davies